This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, hi diddly ho, neighbors. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. It's the show. It's Q Talk America. Hi there. Welcome. In the studio right now is just one lonely cast
Wonderfully
member.
Wonderfully charming.
Yes.
And devilishly good-looking
cast
member.
In the kitchen is our second
Wonderfully charming, devilishly good-looking.
Al Perkins is hidden in the kitchen.
Right.
I'm not sure what he's doing exactly, but he's in there.
Barefoot and pregnant where he belongs.
Wow. That's a new revelation. Barefoot and pregnant Al Perkins. We never thought we'd see the day, but finally.
Well, a girl can dream.
You or her.
Either. Same song.
Katie June is on her way from an HRC event. Marnie Ryer is
jettisoning.
Just that little Subaru of hers is just right across the valley.
I always
sun.
Imagine it like a jet ski, just bing.
Yeah. Crossing wakes, making trouble. You're right, with a big rooster tail going out the back. That'd be kind of hot.
That'd be very
fun.
That'd
be kind of
fun. I'm in.
Sure.
I mean, this is radio. We can make whatever imagery we like.
We can make poetic license with anything we want. Artistic liberty. Any of those words and adjectives that we can throw together to make
sentences.
It seem better. Yeah, to make sentences. My mother, for some reason, is having trouble with her Apple TV, so she can't watch us.
Oh, no.
Mother, I don't know what to tell you.
I dressed up this week, too. Evening gown and everything. Dai's going to miss it.
The challenges. Oh, you know what, Mom? I just thought of one other thing. Restart the router. That's the other one, Mom. That's the big one right there.
Just all of the things with lights on them. Just unplug them.
Unplug, start them back over.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. Anywho, here we are. It is show number 198. It is the 13th of January, already midway through the first month of the old year.
My God. What happened?
It's jettisoning. The time is jettisoning.
Ding, 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 ding,
I like that visual of just hitting wakes and just bouncing across the lake. I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and now I kind of want to go to the lake.
Kind of?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, we can. At some point. I don't really, as long as I stay in a boat, I'm fine. I don't like to get out of anymore. I don't like to get in the dark waters. I don't.
That's what my friend in the Titanic said.
Yeah, sure.
I love the boat. Yeah.
Can I stay out of the water? It's a little chilly too.
This outdoor part is not what. I don't have to pay for this excursion, do I? This is an extra.
Yeah.
And you know, today there'd be somebody standing there with the camera. You can buy the picture after. You can buy the picture after.
Right.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Women and children first. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't forget to check your email for that.
Thank
picture.
You. We're fine.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
See you next year.
Yeah. Would you like a picture with your rescuer?
Yes. Oh, that's funny. Continue on talking. I'm going to text my mother with some important information. That's very good.
Well, that's riveting.
Yeah. Well, got to help her somehow. She can't do it somehow.
After many pleas to the David Pakman show, I was sent their password so I can listen to the show that I've been paying for.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I deleted the email a couple months ago.
Oh, sure.
And they're not like me that they use some combination of the same six passwords with different... I just changed the number combination.
Yeah. Rainbow 22.
Right. Up to Rainbow 7050, depending on how many times you changed it. So I was very happy to hear from him and get my fucking password back.
Well, that's good.
Did you learn anything? Had they been covering issues?
No, I
fell
right asleep. He started talking and I was so soothed. I was instantly asleep. Podcast to me, I don't know. God bless y'all for saying to anybody that's listening. Because this is like listening to a hypnotist. Like,
to you.
Through the sentence, I'm just out. Other people talking.
Sometimes. It kind of depends on what it is. Like, there are shows that I watch to nap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, and I love the show just dearly, but The Good Wife, I'm like, it's time to take a nap. Let me put on some old Good Wife. And
I'm sleeping through Dexter now. That's my new thing, is I pick an episode, put it on, and I've seen him so many times that I'm like, I'm asleep. Oh. And it's working for me, so I can't.
Well, I would figure, though, that with the Michael C. Hall portion of the program, you'd stay awake for a little bit longer.
Well, I mean, I do look. I am a looky-loo when it comes to
right.
He's still alive, after all.
There's a tingle in the shoe.
And he's, there's a tingle in a couple of places.
Yeah, well, for you.
He is on that such a cutie.
Well, there's
and it's,
that.
I heard it's Kiss a Ginger Day, so that'd be that's the ginger I
is
would
that
pick.
The ginger you would kiss?
Good Lord.
Nice.
You know, I keep thinking, she brought
Cooley will blow me in for this, but we work with a ginger that's really quite special.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, in the good way?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
I was worried.
He's kind of hot.
What's other way would you think that would
be? I worked with him for, like, I don't work with him.
Uh-huh.
He just works in the same...
He just stalks him in the
hot... giant campus that I work on, and, yesterday I was like, I found myself kind of like, obviously I was tired, so all subtlety was gone.
Sure.
But I wasn't tired, I was sleepy. I was telling people, like, I'm not tired, like, I'm not bitchy.
Right.
I could just stop this conversation and lay over there on the floor. Just,
yeah. Slightly narcoleptic.
So I was seriously, like, no subtlety whatsoever. And I'm like, is he wearing a wedding ring? Like all of a sudden, that's,
like,
that's going to change the outcome of the story, is whether or not he has a wedding ring on.
Right.
Ooh.
You never know. You never know.
I said, burrito, Ginger. You're cute.
Burrito. God. She's a little punchy today. Did you get some extra sleep?
I did. I just woke up. I freshened up. I made a batch of... I don't know how these are going to be, so somebody try them.
Oh, well.
It's not really a secret recipe. Then. It's I'm out of time recipe with a secret ingredient.
Very nice.
Oh, not even anywhere close to the same.
No, it can't be. Yeah, you're missing.
Not even anywhere close. Yeah.
Yeah, fresh squeezed lemonade is not going to get you the same place as that Ruthie went.
No. Nope.
Because she went with straight sugar.
I ran out of time, but I knew that I needed lemonade, so I thought for sure the local convenience mart would carry frozen concert. Well, who doesn't? Well, Circle K does.
Apparently, Circle K.
Yeah, all they have is the fresh shit that you can buy in a bottle, so that's what I bought. But fresh shit.
All right. Yeah, Ruthie was not known for her fresh shit midwinter.
For her freshness.
Got it. So that's what I was looking for.
Midwinter.
Poor Ruthie.
I wasn't hopeful. Poor I was hopeful. Well, welcome, Marn.
Hi.
I was
Hello.
Hopeful for this. So, and then when I was perusing through the aisles, well, you know what catches your eye is this goddamn Fritos bean dip. That's horrible. It just catches me with a bag of Fritos or Ruffles because they have ridges.
Right.
I'm not sure if you were shopping at a convenience store or someone's like bomb shelter.
No.
When you break out the burritos, the burritos. The Robomni's Frito dip.
The burritos Freen dip.
Is it election time?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, we'll get there. No, I literally was at Circle K, and I thought.
It looks exactly like Circle K shopping to me.
And it was.
That's what you do, because everything at Circle K would last in the bomb shelter.
Well, yes.
Pretty much.
None of that stuff is going to expire except for the sandwiches that already have.
And some of the people that own and run Circle K's built the bomb shelters.
Yeah.
Right.
Just so you know. There's that.
Some of them.
As luck would have it, I have two bottles of wine in the refrigerator.
Oh, I totally forgot the shit in my trunk, too. Yeah, I have more stuff, too.
And you've got a bottle of champagne in there you sent the other day with me.
My goodness, there's so many things.
So many. If we get locked
in
this house.
It's mimosas only.
Oh, good.
It's Marnie or mimosas only.
Not
All
sure.
Right.
No, yeah.
Not
How
sure.
are you, dear?
Hi.
Very good.
Are you rested this week?
Hey, Whiskers.
I think it's going to be a lie. I think you're not. Whiskers is in the chat room. Hi.
Yeah,
somewhere back in Phoenix, although hidden under a rock.
Yeah. Marn, I just was sharing a story with Kat before you got here. Well, actually, in the few listeners we have before you got here. Did you happen to see a news report, local media, woman who has been vacationing here since, I guess, early part of December?
A snowbird, perhaps.
I don't know if it's family or what. Just the holidays. She was here. She brought a dog with her. Now, she lost the dog.
Are you talking about Rocky?
Wait,
there's more. She lost the dog in the vicinity of 50th Street and Osborne. Now,
suspiciously
I think
close.
I think the dog's name is Rocky.
It is Rocky.
Have you seen the story?
I called the woman.
And?
Because the Rocky dog.
So pick a dog, any dog, it's yours.
Right? Yeah, I'm like, I got three.
This selection to choose from.
You got a little one, a medium one. There's nothing medium about Swiffer. But I called her because everything, you know that Nextdoor app? Have
yes,
you seen that?
I'm on it, yes.
I'm on it as well.
Okay.
And on that, they have this, they put this whole thing about Rocky.
Okay.
They also had flyers up everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Oh, so now you've learned how to post flyers of dogs
I'm real
you've
upset
stolen.
With you. I didn't steal anybody, Patty. Yeah.
Kidnapped, right. Not stolen.
Exactly.
Kidnapped.
And anyway, so I
and
called
now we got
the one thing on the Nextdoor app that they didn't have is that this Rocky dog doesn't have a tail.
I'm fine.
So here I called this woman and was like, I know I have your dog from the description. And she was damn near in tears, and so was I by the end of it, because I thought, oh, good for me. I just called and got this woman's hopes up completely, but that's the one place they did not put, doesn't have a tail.
Okay, so how did you come to this discovery? Did she say, by the way, how's his nub?
No, she said the one characteristic. It was like, after we had gone through everything, I'm like, I'm sure of it, he's such a good boy, and all you have to do is look at a dog and be like, you know, you just say whatever name it is, and they're like, hi.
Yeah.
So, hi, stupid. Is your name stupid?
Hi, stupid.
You're talking to me. Oh, it's my favorite. You're talking to me. Oh? That's any dog. Yeah.
And this dog is that bacon dog, by the way. Do you remember seeing that? Yeah. Where it's like,
so then I took the bacon and I ate it. The bacon.
And I gave it to the cat.
So that's a very cute video.
Funny. Digress.
Okay.
Anyway, but it's not.
So the hostage still remains under lock and key.
Yeah,
completely.
She pinned the tail on the hostage.
I made sure to call.
The hostage was seen like in an ISIS video. Yeah. I am reading from today's headline. January 13th. I'm fine.
God, I hope that scotch tape holds until she leaves.
I made a
USA Today headline behind him. I'm still alive.
I taped a tail on him.
Exactly.
I made a good faith call.
Okay, well,
there you go.
That's funny.
This much time to remember, it's a proof of life video.
That was so funny that you called, because when I saw that, I'm like, oh, fuck. Marnie's got the woman's dog.
I thought the same thing.
Gosh.
Yeah. Nope. Not true. Not true.
Well, that's all right. So you've got somebody else's dog.
I apparently do.
She was leaving, I don't know, yesterday or today back to San Diego, somewhere in California, and was hoping to take the dog.
It's so sad. They have put stuff everywhere, and I didn't realize. I had just heard that they were on the news, and I thought, good
God. The next time they travel, they board that pet.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I believe they haven't found this one, so there's no pets aboard.
There's no pet aboard at this point.
You know, the next pet. The eventual
the
pet.
The eventual right. next
The inevitable
the
pet.
Replacement. The replacement.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
No, I don't recall. did she say, and not that this is interesting really to anybody else, is the dog chipped and or was there a collar?
I believe for that dog there was.
Okay. So again,
for the one that is at my house.
Yeah. That has strange spoon scars from where they dug out the
Listeners,
chip.
Listeners, you decide.
Yeah.
What else?
Who wore it best?
We talk. You decide.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not steal the dog.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is...
Huckhurst is just fine.
So at some point, the dog may still serve
well
because
played.
Of chip.
Thank you.
Because of the chip. All right, that's good.
I hope so.
Patty's new sibling, Huckhurst.
Huckford.
How'd your mom pick that name? Huckin. I don't know.
I don't know.
How is the rivalry between your two dogs going?
Oh, they're still separated.
Uh-huh. How did you do that?
Carefully.
Did you go to the Balls Be Gone place? Or
hopefully Thursday. Hopefully Thursday morning.
So we still got the nippables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we leave that part out. They've been out and they've been together, but I just kind of keep them like, hey, separate.
It's a new snack by Nabisco.
The nippables.
Nippables.
Yes. Yes.
It's for really ball scrotum. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're a very ballsy snack.
It's balls to the wall, I say.
Balls, yeah. Right at them.
Balls out.
Right at them.
Toss them out.
Whiskers lives somewhere in the Biltmore region, I think, now.
And, are you missing a dog?
Whiskers, please give us your full address here on the chat room and let us know where you listen.
Follow-up question.
We allegedly
would you like
will mail you shit.
Did you lose a dog named Diesel? Because Rocky looks a lot like the dog I have as well.
Lost in a different sense.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Looked.
She's so insensitive.
Like. No, it says looks.
Wow.
It says looks.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Good Lord.
Good gosh.
Why do you got to be a grammar Nazi in this time of need?
Now I feel
horrible. I just realized.
Sorry, Winston.
We're 13 minutes into the goddamn show, and I've still got the super across the screen that says show starts at the top of the hour. Well, good.
TikTok, dear.
I took that off there 13 minutes in. Jesus.
Sure did.
I'm on top of things. Sure did.
Sure did.
Well played.
God.
Started at the top of that hour.
Yeah.
Carried on.
I'm going to get a new super that says, if you're reading this, please go to the chat room and let somebody know to tell Clayton to take it off the fucking screen. Hokey smokes.
Oh, mercy.
Well, here we are, quarter after the hour. Hour one, as some of you like to call it. Katie's on her way in from an HRC meeting, so that means starting around the table. What? Breaking news with Marnie? Did you lock the door?
Let her in.
Yeah, I didn't lock that door.
12 minutes in, she noticed that we're missing a person. Again, the sensitivity in the room is just off the charts.
No joke. It is not
actually,
a new
feature.
Actually,
it hasn't
feature.
Even made it to the chart. We haven't reached a level of sensitivity.
I didn't know she was coming tonight then.
We got to get more charts. I just want to put charts on the walls.
Yeah.
Charts everywhere. That'll be great.
Have you said something nice to a friend lately?
No.
No.
No. But we should get those.
Well, another unattainable goal.
We should get those.
Tomorrow's another day.
Those corporate inspirational posters about how, you know, teamwork and, you know, strive for perfection.
No. Hang in there, kitty. Shoot the fucking cat.
Oh, you can't. No, the hang in there, kitty one's cute.
I'm not climbing to the end of that fucking thing to save that cat.
Well, you don't have to save the cat. You just have to look at
She's
him.
She's got a backup cat. Let it go.
Somewhere. Yeah, I'll find sure. one.
Up another one.
I'll find one for you.
Let it go.
Let it go,
kitty.
Let go, kitty. Kent Carlson, you are yes. up. What is the latest, the greatest in your world?
Goodness gracious. You know, my world is it's a whole bunch of work a lot of times. And this weekend, my folks were in town briefly.
Oh,
very
so
nice.
So I called in sick yesterday. Yeah, I was like, no, not worth this. I'm gonna just not go to work and go spend time with my mom. And I told them, I was like, my family's in town. I'm not coming to work, so it's not a secret that I'm.
Yeah,
right.
yeah,
if you see me out somewhere,
I'm so sick.
Yeah. No. Karen, you said you were sick. Oh,
right.
Yes, Ms. Walker, thank you.
Yeah, no, so they were in town, and the in-laws are still in town, so we all went and had a lovely lunch.
When
and a
is
visit.
Anybody leaving? Because at some point, they all have lives to go back to, right?
Cat left.
Well, you know what?
I'm going.
Cat left.
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. That happens a lot. About 3:30 this afternoon, I was like, I'm going to the liquor store.
Yeah.
And I went to Total Wine for an hour and a half.
There's a lot to do there.
There is a lot to do. There were things to taste.
I can just see your mom be like, well, your show's off for 4 hours. I'm going to be there a while, Mom. Yeah.
They're just a monorail away from Disneyland. Yeah. I'm telling you.
No, the wonderful and the terrible thing about my parents' visits is they're always very short.
Okay.
So they've never overstayed their welcome. In fact, I always just wish that they could stay an extra day because it's always just on the tail end of another trip.
You just got here and now you're leaving.
Yeah. You just got here. Like, they flew out last night.
Well, okay.
So they came over yesterday morning, like 10 or whatever, and we went out to lunch and, you know, visited for the evening, and then they got up and went to the airport.
It's the best way to go. Like, leave them wanting more.
Right.
That's all you do.
They've kind of planned it out.
Don't stay till they're sick of you. Leave when they still like
it. Yeah.
So they were very briefly in town, but yeah, I really did go waste 2 hours at Total Wine today because
it's not wasted.
No, it certainly wasn't. In fact, I forgot shit in my van. I found this like novelty sparkly Vanique thing. It's very purple and sparkly that we need.
Vanique
to drink
sounds like a...
I know.
I just have to follow up with a drunken stupor from 2 weeks ago. That now that I've seen all of the varietals of Wio that you brought in.
Mm-hmm.
That is your lowest price point.
That's
possible.
That's the go-to.
Champagne.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
It's sparkling wine. It's French, but so they can't call it champagne.
And we enjoyed it a great deal.
And we enjoyed it. And we the other night had some of their Blanc de Blanc, which was just lovely.
Yeah.
During the Golden Gloves.
During the Golden Gloves, and it was very good. And it was like $18.99. Of course, I bought six bottles, so it was $1.80 less than that.
No.
Well, $1.89. Let's be clear.
Right.
Some
10%
sort of a gift with purchase.
$17 for a nice bottle, for a very drinkable bottle of champagne. Like,
that's kind
of
how I felt about it when I picked it up.
Yeah, and that one, the rosé was very, because I told you I'm new to the rosé, so
yeah.
I'm a little worried.
Maybe we should convert. Maybe we should just
everyone
get
says
some
rosé is better, but I'm always like, that's pink. Because when I see pink wine, I just think I'm in White Zinfandel land.
You think Zinfandel, oh no. Like,
and I think I must be killed.
Or, vomit
well,
city.
Not me, but I'll kill
I would think more of the Kool-Aid variety of, it would be like, eh, this is not going to be
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I was somewhere at Boone's Farm. Or
yeah,
strawberry
that's what
home.
I would think you would think.
I'm totally down for a strawberry daiquiri at Boone's Farm, though. I'm not going to lie.
Next week.
Boone's again, not a proud woman.
No, we can do that, too.
All right.
I have Advil at home. Bring it on.
Our strawberries.
I don't work on Wednesdays.
That's a new brewery for us. It's strawberry daiquiri.
Strawberry. That's one of the burries we're not familiar with.
Daiquiris are good. I have to make a ton of those at the casino that I work at. And I
but don't you
go,
just have
oh,
a machine?
That seems so nice. Oh, yeah, no, it is. And I'm not complaining about it. I just, have never worked anywhere with a blender. So I'm like, this is new. We don't lie to people and tell them that we don't do that. All right. Sure, yeah. Of course you can have a daiquiri.
Well,
sure.
the story that he has about
at
blender.
West, and once Eddie started working there.
Mm-hmm.
He would get away with it until he bought the bar, and then, of course, there was no one to stop him.
Sure.
He would stand there, and people would be like, I frozen margarita. We don't have a blender. And it was right behind him.
You could see it.
It was clearly right on the counter. And they'd be like, that's not a blender.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, it's a prop. It's not a working kitchen. Sorry.
When I first started working in the cash, we had one. And they, like, you know, I first started working there, and they took me on the tour, and they're like, well, this is the blender. It's broken.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And will remain so.
Well, we'll remove it. Nope. It's just broken.
Nope. Just broken.
Aside from Mexican restaurants or somewhere that specializes in margaritas.
The frozen drink, yeah.
Because you know on a Friday
night,
you're going to have six girls come in and be like, I want a or six gay guys. I want a frozen this. I want a frozen that.
Right.
And buy a freezer.
Exactly.
Going to see you later.
But then on the other hand, I keep making all the daiquiris going, that sounds really nice.
But when you're in a casino with the good people of... a frozen drink land, then you gotta do it.
Yeah. The last one I had of a frozen variety was when I was in Vegas a few months ago for their big installation at that Charlie's. Mm-hmm. Ruben and I are walking through the New York, and there actually is one bar in the middle of New York. That is all they have. Mm-hmm. There's four or five of those big fucking whirling.
Oh, it's like that Tuesdays, yeah.
Something like that. You can eat any flavor of frozen whatever, and they happily make it in a tall goddamn thing. It was lovely. But yeah, you're right. You go to anybody else.
They happily make it because they go like this.
Yeah. Right, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the slushy machine.
They don't have the bartender blender face on.
Right, but the only thing that I don't...
It's not a pretty face.
The only thing I don't like for that is the fact that it's pre-mixed and they add, you know, out of an actual shot glass, the exact amount of something. Right. Like, come on, free pour.
I only drink in the land of free pour.
Yeah. Screw that. But anyway, it was nice to have a frozen beverage. We went back for seconds, and the rest of the trip, I'm sure it was lovely.
But what do you do? Yeah, so it was... I don't know how we got there. I'm sure I took us there. But
yeah.
Frozen.
Visited with my parents and had a lovely time.
Because they're
lovely people, and we liked them.
Oh, yeah.
How is Sharon's her ankle?
The foot thing?
Yeah.
It's going well. She's still on... she's in a boot now.
She wrote a comment about compression socks the other day.
Yeah.
That she wasn't real happy about those.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There was a picture that she put on Facebook.
She needs to stop with the pictures. Yes. They're gross.
Okay. Please.
I know.
Please.
Not just that. But the...
Babe, stop with the pictures. They're grossing everybody out.
The way that the picture was taken...
was especially disgusting.
Oh, God. I was like... oh, Jesus, no wonder she can't walk on it. Because the shadow that came across, she was like, and here's my ankle. It did not look like an ankle. It looked like this contorted.
Yeah. Oh.
And I thought, oh, that can't be good. And then all of a sudden I look closer when I had that, and I'm like, oh, it's a shadow.
The pictures with stitches, and I was done. That's the one that I was like.
They give me the heebie-jeebies, too. No, but seems to be, you know, going along as scheduled and healing and, you know. In the boots and...
is any of it sexual healing? I don't know where that came from.
Do you know what the dance was kind of what got me like...
Well, we just watched...
I like that you're excited about it.
Well, I was inspired because just the other night we watched the Kennedy Center Honors and Al Green was on.
The good reverend.
So I was a little bit, you know, into the... white people were even... Tom Hanks was a wonderful dancer in that.
Very good.
I just say he danced.
Yeah.
Let me be
enthusiastically.
Compared to Carrie that was sitting next to Al Green.
That's a good point.
Yeah, come on. John Kerry was back there. He's like, I like...
Well, that's like watching Frankenstein do something.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait till they animate him. He's going to be a delight.
As soon as they bring him to life. God damn.
Good. That's going to be a fun day.
Fun times.
Good electricity
we
can do.
We couldn't even send him to Paris. Like, I just don't understand.
No.
That's a lot.
Yeah, no. Just we confused.
Yes. Confusione. You, Marnie Ryer.
Just work. I'm really boring.
Well,
I honestly don't remember anything else that I did.
Make some shit up.
Gonna go chili cook-off.
Nobody visit.
I know, right? I'm like,
nobody visit. No traumatic anything. Everything went well.
What day is it? Tuesday. Tuesday. No.
That didn't help at all.
I tried. Oh, I tried.
Katie,
Katie June's here, and she's brought some sort of a poster. By the way, Kat and I were talking before you got here. We were both have this vision of when you are driving to the show. When you're a little Subaru going across the valley, we figure is, you know what a jet ski looks like as it goes through the water and over the wakes?
Yeah.
That's what we envision it's like to look at you shooting across the city in your Subaru.
When I close my eyes and I think of Marnie, like, rushing across town, like, barreling down Osborne Road.
With her rent-a-siren on top of her car.
I can just see, like, the big water spout coming out the back of the Subaru and just Marnie going,
I think that would be lovely.
That'd be fun.
I think it'd be lovely. Except for today, I came from East Mesa, East Jesus, and didn't feel bad about the time, because I really was.
It's a terrible place to go.
In New Mexico.
Hauling ass, yeah.
Yeah, and have to go back Thursday morning early because we didn't get done with everything that needed to be done. I was like...
feels good.
Yeah, I love that, because that doesn't piss me off.
We're waiting for Katie June to get herself all set.
Hi, I'm set.
Yeah, wait, no, you're not. You're getting there. We got
to
turn...
I'm just trying to...
Turn that... there.
You look lovely today.
Yeah, she came from an HRC event of some sort.
I did, and I have a prop.
Oh.
I feel like a gay guy would call your sweater winter white.
Is that eggshell?
No,
that's not eggshell.
Colors.
No, you really are.
Winter white.
I was just throwing in any other kind of a white shade, fucker.
No, white is white.
I wasn't just trying to specify.
Now, the gay guys will
know that. What is that, Labrador brown? What do you want to call that?
Well, because you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day, so when you whip out something white, you always call it, well, this is winter white.
That's what he said.
Got it. Yeah, I don't really. Yeah. I don't
that
really
is a
go on.
It's a very pretty sweater. I don't run like I was making fun.
I don't
of
run into those issues very much.
Thank you. I want to apologize. I'm running behind. So HRC just has shit all the time, really. Yeah.
And well, human rights.
Well, there's
never
a lot going. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot going on with HRC.
Depends on those human rights.
It's gala time, and we had a table captain event, so I was getting ready to we had a.
Little
big
captain,
board.
My captain.
Yep, we had a big board where if you signed up to be a table captain tonight, you got to pick where you're going to sit and the whole thing. So it was fun. And we had someone show up right as I was literally packing my things. I was like, I'm ready to... I was sitting over in the restaurant over there. What are you doing? And it was like the whole spiel again.
You're like, bitch, we already been here.
And my car is the only car that can fit the goddamn board. So like it was a I had to give not this that, board. Oh, no, like, there's a giant 3 foot by 5 foot.
It's a lot of Coopers.
Everybody
drives
smart cars.
Everybody has a Cooper or something. Right.
So but I will show you just really quickly. I know I don't know if anyone can see this. Ta-da. So this is kind of fun. This year, the theme of the gala is moving Arizona forward. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is that we have marriage, which is so great, but there's a lot left to be done. Workplace protections and lots of non-discrimination policies.
Sure.
Obviously.
Tomato, tomato.
I mean,
very good.
What just comes with marriage? But divorce.
Stress. Yeah.
In for a penny, in for a pound. I'm out for a
pound.
Out for a pound.
We're doing this. I'm moving Arizona forward. These are white. Laminate or whatever, whiteboards.
Whiteboard. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we've got everyone writing, I'm moving Arizona forward for, and then we're going to show the pictures if people are comfortable with them online, and we're doing a slideshow at the gala of everyone that had held this.
Oh, nice.
I did bring this with my markers. If the show... the show with Clayton McKee would love to fill these out.
Fun.
We'd love to have
Dude.
You. We can write in the bottom.
The question that always gets asked at the beginning is, Buddy Early, how much are we getting paid for this? Or how much is this going to cost us?
Zero should take a picture. And zero. Okay, zero good. And about 2 to 3 minutes of your time.
This is almost like a...
I think we should take a picture of pushing each other forward.
Oh, push it.
That on there.
Push it.
Push it real good.
I am pushing it real good.
Anyway, so I was moving Arizona forward. What were you fuckers doing?
Yeah.
Okay, for the last 30 minutes.
Getting this ready so you could come and share your fucking message.
I made you a drink.
I was ski-doing the fuck across Arizona.
Ski-doing.
Was I ski-doing?
I'll allow it.
I thought that looked like a yard sign. I thought maybe everybody who donated, you got a yard sign and that was going up in everybody's yard.
I love that you said that because this is the same size as a yard sign and I had to look up yard sign specifications when I made this so that I knew how big it should be. And also...
Did you ever think you would I had to Google yard sign.
How big is a yard sign? Because I didn't know. Also, I just want to share this. This is like a big, big win for me. Not really for most, but I have no... goodness.
Gong. Right. Big win for all of us.
This is a gong moment. Yeah. Oh. I have no graphic design skills. I look at you because I know clearly you do. You've graphic designed yourself into the
team photo here. Fabulous, yeah.
But I did this board by myself.
You. Oh, you did?
From scratch.
That's really good work.
From zero. In Illustrator.
Let me see it. Just so people can see.
I'm just curious. Was it going to be moving Arizona forward and then you put I'm?
No, because the whole point was for
I'm
you to...
fucking with you.
Oh, yeah. My hands are... Gonna...
Just because I made this board, motherfuckers, I want you to know.
Motherfuckers.
Anyway,
Joe,
fantastic.
We only do the wide shots because one of the cameras is down and I don't think we've adapted for a five person.
I haven't done it.
Five ways, not part of the whole thing.
We'll get there.
I always feel like
that's what he said.
He has like all that shit. You three have each other, and I just sit here alone with my peanuts.
I was gonna mention to you earlier before something else changed our
thing. What happened?
Kat brought up an idea a couple weeks ago, and I've been investigating it. I'm going to see about changing out your mic stands.
Is it possible?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Are we gonna get these?
No. Well,
this is a story about control. My control.
Thank you. You'll all look like
We'll
all look like Marv Albert on ABC Sports with the little mic. They're very proud of those. So what I'm gonna do is get a mic stand, like a flex cord mic that'll hold the mics up off so that it clears the table from the mics sitting on the table.
That's cool.
So we're working on that. Things we're working on, cameras, so much.
Aaron's a graphic designer.
Yeah, there you go. Ted said that last week.
That's called networking.
Yep, Ted said that last week. Which by the way,
again, when is, because you talked about it, and if I should write it on my
pen. That's cool, Aaron.
When is Aaron coming to Phoenix? Wasn't he on his, what is it?
I don't remember him saying that he, I don't remember him saying when it
Aaron, could you type that in the chat room and let us know when you're coming to
because
town?
Also, if he said it 2 weeks ago, I have no idea.
Well, if you said it yesterday, I wouldn't have known it because I
that's a good point.
Forget shit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But that'd be fun because we could plan
that'd
that.
That'd be really fun.
Because fitting a sixth person in this fucking room, yeah, that'll be good.
I'll lose weight by then.
It could happen.
Me too.
Yeah.
Pass me those chocolate-covered
berries.
I'm
just going to have another sip
Did I mention
this?
How much room there is on my side of the table, though? I mean,
well, no, you got it, but then like, Marnie could have even move a little closer.
Yeah, we could put
not too close.
Right, no, not too close. Let's not get you know.
Calm the fuck
calm
down.
The fuck
you can
down,
call
people.
Me Miss Ross, okay?
If you're nasty,
that's what I was like.
Oh, in the spring, once flu season is over, Aaron will come visit and join us.
Oh, I will be on top of that because let me tell you, at work we are all on
flu watch.
Yep. And if we know that you're going to be here, and I know that I'm even kind of sick, then I'll just stay home. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, no. We'll be fine in 2 weeks. I got my flu shot last Tuesday, and the day after, I've still got it. It's that little tickle in the throat just for a few days, but I know it'll go away.
I got mine in November. Like October or November?
We have to have ours by December 1st, so.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Ours are mandated.
I thought that was a thing, though, that you, like October, November, should it by then.
You should have it by the start of
you
the cold.
You should.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
That's only because of him. That's only because of him.
So interesting. I just saw something about a little, like, six-year-old girl who died from the flu recently.
Mm-hmm.
And
terrifying.
Naturally, she wasn't vaccinated. Because why would you do that? The mother was like,
because you're Jenny McCarthy.
And what was terrible is, like, the family stereotypically looked like maybe they didn't vaccinate or do other things that are, like, really
or
pretty.
Educate.
I don't know how.
Or really pretty normal
shit, like,
to a child.
Like Jenny McCarthy?
No, I don't know. It just she was just like
Jenny
I mean, she just sounded like
stuff.
A dumbass. She's
I'm
like, I mean,
somebody who gets her health
my daughter ain't gonna be sick.
Right.
Yeah, like my daughter ain't sick. That kind of thing.
Well,
and she's like, now she's dead.
The low
now
information.
The
I'm gonna believe the scariest thing on TV.
Yeah, low information, high childbearing.
No.
And I honestly,
they always go together.
No, it's often do.
Like, and they go together like rama lama 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 da ding di dong.
I honestly,
chang chang.
Sorry.
I was not a believer, and I didn't get them until they became mandated. And then last year, the national shit show, where the vaccine was actually a very good vaccine. Like they're spotty years.
This year
is not a great
not
year
so
for
much.
It. 2 years ago, it wasn't a particularly effective vaccine. But you're still kind of. But
sure.
Last year, the vaccine was, like, spot on, and that's all we did last year was near-death experiences of people who forgot to get vaccinated.
But remember, it was, like, the
really
guy who was, like, a personal trainer.
That's the story I always think of.
I mean, these were healthy-ass fucking people that were, like,
well, and he scared the shit out of me one night. I left here, went directly to Walgreens. I'm like, and I'll get my shot.
Whatever you can do preventatively.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your checkup, get your annual
Walgreens,
checkup, get
I'm
this
bathing,
shit done.
Yeah, I'm bathing in like, because they have hand sanitizer everywhere. I'm like bathing in it as I'm walking around.
Because as expensive as you is. All right, and
as you is.
Now starring in the help.
As you is. you is.
Chocolate pie. As expensive as you think it is to go and get preventative maintenance, it is so. Wait till the thousands of dollars roll in to treat what you've neglected that costed
$30,
$100, $120.
Sure.
I mean, you really have to think on your health in terms of that way. Take care of it now for a nominal fee, or go to catastrophic illness and
the shame is that some people
find out why homeless people.
Yeah, but some people can't take care of it with that nominal fee.
Right,
they
right.
don't have that, and that's the shame. You know,
but now
we have.
Well, I keep pointing to you this part. I'm done yelling at you.
Yeah,
but
I already went and did all that shit.
I know.
Get off my goddamn case.
It's kind of congratulating you while kicking you in the head. But there's like the Walgreens, the CVS's that have the La Clinicas in the inside.
That's
like,
right. Yeah,
take advantage of basic whatever they're doing.
But I wonder if
now this one fucked it up.
It's a long story.
It's whiskey and lemonade.
Oh.
They don't.
I wondered. I swear to God, I was like,
no,
"Is it
no,
me?"
The short story is, I didn't have time to go to the big store. I thought for sure Circle K had frozen concentrate lemonade. They don't.
Okay.
So I just bought lemonade thinking, well, we'll just put more ice in it.
Yeah.
Still didn't make it. Didn't make a goddamn difference.
Not the same thing, huh?
Nope, not the same. So enjoy your lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Egg's important. You see the froth.
That's still what it came out frothy. It's just missing all that sugar.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Aaron, that's what I was going to say. Or they don't have the information, which is a shame because, because it's out there.
But you'll go to the internet and read, don't vaccinate your children, you're going to catch some disease from
some wackadoo, but you won't go read the right information.
That's what kills me. Like, go read the right information.
Sure. Because the crazies are putting the information out there loudest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fox News isn't always putting that out there.
Did you see
the non-vaccinated woman?
No, the kill all the Islams woman.
Huh?
Oh, they're always fun.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I'm so bored.
I'll find it.
When I say bored, I don't mean that rude. I mean, like, everybody just stop killing each other?
Yeah,
like, I don't get it. Like, go on, live your fucking life. Do what you want to do, but except for the killing each other part.
Yeah, worship who you want to, and then put your gun away.
Right. And or those fuckers that go out there and they're like, I'm going to shoot everybody. And then I'm going to shoot myself. Just
Stop yourself.
That other part and just shoot yourself.
Yeah. If part one was shoot somebody else, then jump right to B.
I know. You know plan I mean? B is way better than plan A.
For everybody else.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right, yeah.
Or do for yourself before you do for others.
Fuck up. Like, just
Be selfish. Let yourself go to that eternal reward.
Why not you first? This time, you first.
It works for you. I'll follow.
Yeah.
I'll follow.
Sure. Russian.
Let me watch.
Yeah.
There's that.
I'll judge and I'll judge it. Yeah, you do it. I'll decide. We'll be Fox News.
I'm going to see if. Yeah.
Is that Fox News?
Should be.
You talk, you decide?
Yeah.
So anyway, let me get this back on track. So this week, had a lovely going away party for a couple of friends at work, and then it all went wrong for the one girl. All the love and sympathy of the world to her. And she's slimmed down from Facebook, who I've, you know, been on a couple trips with. Some of them with successful endings, some of them with less successful endings, but all fabulous trips. And drank myself into a stupor. And after we did the all the agita that I get from the lemonade, from the whiskey drink, then went and did a night of margaritas, and then a night of wine and champagne for the Golden Globes. So much fun. And I really was good to. So I've drank all week. So this is not wake up and have my first sip of liquor in 7 days.
So hopefully
this won't be the train wreck. I still will never live down the shame of December 30th, 2014.
I have to go back and listen.
I had to turn it off.
Please don't.
I don't remember it being shameful.
I didn't even start.
I think we should listen to it. Not here in the studio.
Not, not just now. Because
I haven't listened back to shows in quite some time.
That is a shame spiral show. I made it like 25 minutes in and I'm like, no, I can't.
Oh my God,
that's just a train wreck.
No,
I'm going to listen to the whole... I'm going to make notes.
Because I couldn't breathe the next day.
Maybe we can make a highlight reel out of it.
I couldn't breathe going to her house to find my phone after we located it on the Find Your Phone app.
Oh, it's at her house.
Oh, fuck.
That was fun.
And then I was just real glad we were taking the kidnap...
the hostage?
Correct.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe I'd met her.
Maybe.
But we were out there. We were right around the corner. Thank God. Because I honestly... Everyone's like, go get a burrito and eat something spicy. And I'm...
Have some blue cheese. Throw up in the bucket. Everybody, stop talking. I was just 12 days behind in my favorite event. I finally made it to Total Wine with me and my basket. I sort of hate to ask it, but do you have a basket?
Tisket.
Are you planning to pay for any of this?
Yeah.
Since last week when I downloaded that, I've been listening to it nonstop.
Yeah,
oh my God, it's so good. Palmer already knows the words to most of the songs, and we're literally going to see it this
weekend.
Bunch
of fucking pedophiles.
Oh my God. Okay, she needs to come over, and we need to do a production with the boys.
Does anybody else have a problem?
She's already singing it.
Yeah.
And
whatever part is available, I'll take. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'll, yeah.
How gay is the baker?
Huh?
How gay is the baker?
Don't even. I love the baker.
By the way, I love the baker too.
He's
but
the coolest fucking guy.
He's not.
Not.
Gay as Christmas.
He
that
is
one.
Such a sweetie. Oh, he's such a good dad.
Christmas,
no.
New Year's Eve, and no. he doesn't make him a bad dad.
The
charming. He's gay.
Well, I know
he's
that.
Just
but
she's gay.
The charming prince, on the other hand,
I'm not wrong.
Oh, Billy Magnussen is so hot. I saw him in Sonya and Vanya and Misha and Spike.
Yeah,
and like. It was off Broadway in a tiny theater, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
He's adorable.
Like, up close, that pretty.
Do you know who Palmer likes the most, the song she likes the most, and it makes me question just like who she is in general.
Is it Hello, Little Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Little Girl.
Yeah, she sings it. She's like, Hello, Little. And she'll tell me, Mommy, the wolf song. And I'm like, God, this is weird.
Yeah.
No.
That's where I'm like, cue up the child molester again. Yeah. I like it.
Exactly. My kids are all about the prologue. Like, they want it. They want all the introductions.
She loves that.
I fucking loved it when the Prince Charming and...
Agony!
Oh, I love
far
agony.
More painful than yours.
It was all like,
I have a feeling that we're just going to be singing into the woods for the rest of our lives.
Welcome to the show, Bag
and Oat. That was adorable.
Hey, Bag and Oat.
Yep.
I said hello, Bag.
Yep.
We were busy talking.
No, we were busy singing.
Yeah.
That was, it was that's really all we're going to
do. Clayton
cute.
McKee, what'd you do?
Well,
this week?
I'm going to backtrack to Katie because, or did we already get wrapped the you? Did you? Your child is singing, you HRC'd something.
Palmer, I'm a soccer mom officially now.
I saw the picture and I was so excited. Let me know when she has a game. I'd love to come.
Saturday. Yeah. I don't know if it's going
to
go well.
I'll teach her how to play goalie.
She doesn't.
It's not.
What?
No. 5-year-old soccer is so much fun.
And she's 3.
Oh, and yeah. She's 3. Oh, my God.
So here's actually.
And she's
so
3.
Same treat, less organized.
Really hard. Yeah.
My mother calls it huddle ball because it turns out to be. She does.
They're all just around
my
each
mother
other.
Calls it huddle ball because it turns out to be all of these little kids just like
that's
following
totally
the
gonna
ball.
Be it.
And giggling.
But continue, please.
Well, it was actually really sad. And like this is like a parenting moment. That I didn't know like what to do. I come up against
try
these
drinking
a lot
first
of
and
times.
Then add from there.
So
that's good advice.
Didn't know what to. She didn't know how to do it. She didn't know how to. We stand out front and we kick a ball to each other, but she didn't know how to dribble and kick into.
And she's not
going to
for 10 years.
She's not going to know. She's
not
3.
For 10 years.
And like I don't expect her to.
Absolutely, yeah. It'll
and nobody expects her to. Although every single other kid on the team can do it. But regardless. I don't give a shit if she... I just want her to be out there and have fun and run around. And
yeah.
When she can't do something, she's now like... This is just, I think, a personality trait. I don't know if she... It's like collapses to the floor in hysterics.
Oh.
Because like, why
can't... Oh, she's you.
Very dramatic.
She's you, Katie.
Yes, Clayton. Yes. Could someone
look that up on WebMD?
Yes. So she's
Katie
really,
June syndrome. It's right here.
It's totally true. So, but she's like, she KJS. Wants to get it right the first time. Mm-hmm. And so then she's crying in practice. Aww. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I don't know, do I hug you and love you and tell you everything's going to be okay? Or do I
pull yourself
be
up by
tough?
Your stress.
Because I'm like, don't cry and whine about this little thing. Like, let's learn how to move past it. And then so
I'd go
start
with
to
B
do that.
And then hug her later.
Yeah, totally. Be like, so you're fine.
I started to hug her, but then I'm like, Palmer, you have to stop crying. Like, this is fun.
Although you,
this is fun.
This, yeah.
You'll enjoy
you're
it.
You're gonna like it.
There's no life lesson to be learned because we already know she's not gonna make it through the zombie apocalypse. Because you're gonna twice right. in the head know she's dead.
I would say stick with the musical. Stick with the musical theme that you've already gone with and go. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah.
And then you'll then later you'll sing
that's
that.
Good. That's nice.
And then when she gets real mad at her, you must love me.
Yeah.
It won't be easy.
Yeah, but you must.
You'll think it straight.
Kick the ball.
Well, Kat, I don't know. What
I might have been better at sports if somebody was chanting the lyrics for the beat up on the sideline.
Good suggestion. Yeah. Good suggestion.
In all sincerity, Kat, if she's crying, I would just look at her and be like, "Honey, what's the matter? It's okay."
We tried that. She
remember,
literally
the advice from this half of the
field.
Room. We don't have children.
Yeah.
You two do. So
no. Right. To be fair, there were children in my life for a while.
Oh, sure, that's
I can
true.
Tell you, like for a number of years.
And then she sold the van.
And then, well, after I mean,
there
I loved
syndrome.
You in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You were so convincing.
Love him. But I mean, like, when Sammy would fall down and the other one would run over and be like, "Oh, you poor little thing," and she's not even crying. She would look around like, "How am I supposed to react?" And I'd be like, "You good?" Uh-huh. And then the minute the other one grabbed her and, "Oh, you poor," and like picked her up.
This is not
she's
even.
She's sobbing.
Kelly and I are like chit chatting with moms on the sidelines, and but I'm so we're and we both are very much just like, and I'll go to I can call a therapist or we can go have coffee later, but like your take, I don't know. What do you?
You know what we when we first started playing soccer, our oldest kind of did the same thing. He's very dramatic and very
wants to get it right now.
Yeah, he
perfectionist.
Well,
yeah. Well, if you watch professional soccer or basketball.
They're on the right track, actually.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
She's a flopper.
If,
by the way, if she starts,
unless you
if
lay
she
there
starts
and
biting,
cry.
She's a flopper
run.
Already.
Yeah.
But
he certainly like craves that attention regardless of how it comes. And so he started like kind of self-soothing the less we paid attention. Mm. And I'm the one that doesn't pay attention. I'm like, all right, yeah, I see you. You know what I mean? Like he's ate shit on the field multiple times and he'll lay there and just kind of wait and look and see if anybody reacts. And when nobody does, he gets right back up. Mm-hmm. When somebody's like, "Oh my God, is he okay?"
And does like, he get like notices? Embarrassed if he doesn't do something right? Like if he kicks it and it doesn't go really, in the goal, yeah. Does he get like anxious?
He gets really angry when he's embarrassed. Well, and
that's
things.
The important lesson and is that you can fail at stuff. Just right. You know, all right, move on, dust yourself off. No. Maybe Aaliyah can help here, not at plane flight, but you know, other ways.
Sure.
Well, dust and, yourself and up for, and
forever, try again.
I got mad at myself. Really nice. I think that there's an only child syndrome that goes along with a lot of this.
Sure.
Because you don't, if you have someone else around you, then typically, I mean, everyone has their different roles, but I can tell you that I sat there as an only child. I am still to this day, I will get mad at myself, like really angry, but then get over it, where you're like, okay, I you just move
and
on.
I think it's not about reacting to the thing. It's more about like, what do we do after?
Yeah.
Like, okay, throw your fit, go ahead. Now let's do it again.
And I was like a whole disaster bag of like bad parenting for a couple of minutes until I went, okay.
Showing up at soccer practice with wine in hand is not a good idea.
No, that's good parenting.
I should have shut him down.
Shut that, turn off his mic.
No. I get really upset when practice is at a school and we can't take liquor.
Yeah.
But you're not no, no. Why would you?
Show me on the doll where you have Katie June syndrome. Where does Katie June syndrome affect you?
Go ahead. No.
Here's I'm not sure where my Nantucket is. Is it behind me? Do I need a hand mirror? How do I see that?
I mean, clearly Katie's already finding out that the thing that makes all of these practices tolerable, because they're never going to end. She's going to find something that she loves, or you're just going to keep sticking her in shit that she hates. One or the other.
Or is she going to give up on everything she ever tries for a week like you?
Either one's going to happen.
Just a guess.
But the thing that makes it tolerable for mom is other moms and liquor.
Yeah. Other moms have been great.
Because I started.
Because you've got to find the people that have figured out about purse wine.
Right. Yeah. Mini bottles, circle. Okay,
wait a minute. True. The I fancy don't want to figure like, out from someone else. I want to like be purse at mom? The head.
Oh, you want to be the bad influence?
Well, you're not the first parent.
I feel like
you've done the whole training, the orientation.
Oh, I have done it.
I think
it
you're
all.
Ready to work on your own at the cash register I here am. At Box at Purse Wine Central.
Ready for Purse Wine?
Because and if I could share with the group the joys of Purse Wine,
let's do.
Tarjay, as they're known in France,
as you do.
They sell actual purse wine. They sell those little boxes, but they sell individual boxes that aren't going anywhere but in
with
your purse.
Straw. Yeah.
Yeah. It really is a juice box for adults. And it cracks me up because you see the little cube, and they call it cubes of wine.
Mm-hmm. It's juice boxes.
It's
people.
Yeah, it's two glasses of wine in one cube that clearly is meant to be in a mom purse.
No.
And every time I go, I just like, and sometimes when I'm at Circle K, if I just want a little moment of zen.
I got room for the full bag.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a full bottle.
I walk by and look at
the whole winery is in your
individual
purse.
Single girl serving of
wine box
cube.
In there.
And they're not bad. Bad flavors either.
Like, I am doing it. I'm going to go to Target.
First mom's not enjoying Boone's Farm. She's got a nice Sauvignon Blanc. You know what I mean?
Those reusable like straw cups.
Yeah.
Usually have a cocktail in them or the little coffee cups.
Like
the,
I'm also going to say go with a white.
Wine goes really well in the Starbucks cup.
Stephanie
Klein, shout out, taught me the coffee mug trick when we were growing up in church.
I love it.
I don't know.
That's show up to church.
Wait, who's Stephanie Klein?
With someone we all should know. She's wonderful.
Oh, because I have a really fun friend named Stephanie Klein, too.
Shut up.
But was she calling that communion at the time?
But she would literally come with coffee and it inevitably had liquor in it. And she'd like roll in late to church. She'd be like, "What's up, everybody?" And
now, let me show you something I may or
getting drunk and
may
church,
or may not
it.
Have learned from my sister. You convince Palmer?
Yes,
that's
her name.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
That it's time for her to use the big girl glass while you put liquor in your sippy cup because that doesn't spill when you're drunk.
Yes.
So you're sitting there when someone asks you, why are you drinking out of the sippy cup? Well, Palmer needs the big girl glass.
Yes.
She needs to feel grown up, but we have the sippy cup just in case. Now, it gets a little old when they're 16.
You're still, nursing a sippy cup with the white wine.
But at three, you're totally legit. Yeah.
But that's what you do. Like, we just keep the sippy cup around in case she can't handle the big girl glass.
Oh, that's
but that's where the term, when my niece was like 4 or 5 years old, and she, not 4 or 5, probably a little bit younger, and she was like, I want a big girl glass. So, and I was home, and I kept hearing big girl glass, and it kept making me kind of laugh. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. Isn't she precious? Can I get a drink? And somebody poured
in
me a
big
little
girl glass.
Yeah, somebody poured me a little glass of vodka. I'm like, can I have a big girl glass? And in case you're wondering if you ever drank at Big BS West, that's where Big Girl Glass comes from. It's from my oldest
that's
niece.
That's so fun.
And her big girl glass phase. Because I'm like, I think I can apply this in to drunks. And then I found out my sister's trick with the sippy cup, and it cracked me up.
Real smart. That's fun. Really smart. That's so anyway, yeah, that's what's my week. Soccer. Purse wine is going to be
that's next week.
Next week
is purse wine. It's soccer and HRC. Da, da, da,
da. There you go.
Very nice.
Wow. Well, I want to give a shout out to, I completely forgot about this, but then as we thought about it more, I think you were the one that brought this in. We got an email on our Facebook page from the crazy kids over at Who's It's and What's It's Unique Gifts and Cards.
That's awesome.
They said that, hey, here's the message we got from them. Hey, we had a new shopper in this morning to our shop, and they mentioned that they'd heard about us on your shows. Thank you so much for mentioning us. We greatly appreciate it. We are definitely going to give you guys some listening and see what else you have to share. Thanks again from Chad at Who's It and What's It's Unique Gifts and Cards. They're at 32nd Street and
Indian School.
32nd Indian School.
It's on the northwest corner. It's so much fun.
That's so cool.
So it's got the craziest.
Chad and I went back and forth.
Lots and lots.
Chad and I went back and forth with Little Chat. So I said I would stop by because I want to see their store.
Do they want?
And this one was like, I don't remember doing it. I'm like, just ask one of us. Don't say you don't know. Like, I remember.
It was very funny because I saw your thing that you know, Martha said. I went in there and it was like, I don't know,
but I feel it was for last Christmas.
It was. Now that was all brought together, I do remember you bringing that. But I didn't say no. All I said was we drink a bit, so I can't confirm or deny.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I just wanted to let them know that yes, we did.
But yes,
them a
once you said that, because it was the card. You had been there for cards, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I had two.
I went in there for a couple of different things, but the cards were just fantastic. That's why I got your birthday card. Yeah. Like, 6 months before,
but
I
and you didn't. Then you got the everyone thinks you're a cunt card for the Oscars last year. Yeah,
the Oscar card.
Do you know
when I saw that? Oh that my is funny. God! There was one of my favorite.
No
cards
one thinks
ever.
You're rude. We all just think you're a cunt.
You're just a cunt, dear.
There's a little antique store on the Melrose Curve that is still there, but different owners. And I went into this like tiny little antique consignment store to buy their cards.
Can you?
Like, they had the best cards, like the old with the pictures, similar to these
cards. Right. Yeah, they're called Mike and Someone cards.
The Mike Wright cards.
Like, it was kind of random, and I went to an antique shop for cards, and I knew the guys that owned it, because I was always in there buying cards.
But well, I used to go to Cupid all the time. I loved that store.
You can find a good card shop.
Sure. So, and that's why I went to
Unique on Central always had the Mike Wright and Alan Williams Salon because of.
And after Stupid Cupid closed, I went to Who's It's What's It's for cards after that.
So funny. They just, and it's random, like, you want the most random Wizard of Oz stuff, go in there. Or random gifts where you're like, you've got to be kidding, because I could never find something for this. Yes, I just did.
You just did.
And, you know, it's locally owned.
It's local.
Owned, and it's from the, I also love, because I had to make sure it was locally owned, but it is. Changing Hands has some great cards too. But just for fun shopping, I don't know who's it probably doesn't have wine like Changing Hands does.
Nope, they don't. Yeah,
I bet they'll let you take your wine in. They'll probably let you bring wine in with you to go through cards. I'm sure they wouldn't care at all.
So did we get through what you did this week, or did we shit all over it?
Yeah, no, what happened to you?
You shit all over. My attempt at what we did this week was getting it into this story about how we got a letter from somebody. Not a lot of other exciting things in my world. I feel like, Marnie, I feel like my routine is the same. And I did this.
Yeah, it's just exciting to do something social once in a while that's outside of the norm. So when that happens, I feel like I won.
Yeah, so not a heck of a lot.
Did you watch the award shows? You
which
said
one?
You did.
Did we watch Golden Globes?
So I watched the People's Choice, and I am certain. I said to my mother, I am certain that you have made the statement probably before, and then I just wasn't listening. But
that I don't watch the People's Choice Awards?
Whether you don't watch it or that it's the worst.
Yeah.
I only watched a few minutes of it.
The people don't know what they're talking about.
But I feel like I've watched, and it, Allison Janney was one of the hosts, and I love her.
I do love Allison Janney. Was she that good?
She was okay-ish, but it was really
just bad material.
I thought a lot of the material, it's so overly written, and it's just bad.
It's just a low rent.
You're working for a laugh
way too much.
Yeah. It's for people that watch other award shows and go, I never heard of that. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Yeah, I don't care for
it. It's the lowest common denominator.
That voice was for me. I'm just going to
Kelly
that
recorded it. She's like, oh, babe, I recorded People's Choice. And I'm like, I don't watch that show.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
And, now you're getting all uppity with Kelly now.
I was like award show somebody
snooty.
Yeah, it was.
It was intended to be.
I'm a soccer mom now.
That is exactly the
choice. I'm from Al.
I'm a wine-drinking soccer mom. I don't watch that shit.
I don't want him up first, honey. I don't need to watch a People's Choice.
Pull your yoga pants out, People's Choice.
I'm out, right. Fuck it. I'll be in my van. That's I got right. wine.
Bitches.
I got purse wine.
Yeah.
I love it. Whiskers, they sell potpourri. And hi, Joe. I'm not sure who said hi to you. And Harrison said she's on her way home from work, so she'll join us soon.
Oh, hi, wonderful. Harrison. Well, when you're coming home from work.
All right. So what's the next segment called?
Well, the next segment was going to be headlines, but I'm going to start
now
it.
Now we're moments away from the break. Yeah, so from the crossover.
Well, we'll push the crossover back a little bit. That's what we'll get to.
That's what fucked me up last week.
But we'd like to thank you all for this first hour. We call it How to Deceptive Child Raising and Alcoholics. Thank you
no,
for
effective child raising. Jesus Christ.
God, creative child raising.
If you thought you were going to get through child raising without purse wine, I am here to tell you.
Well,
for
real.
We've
got another thing coming.
Drinking's the only way.
You don't go to rehab till that kid's 12.
Right.
All right, here we go.
By 12,
Marnie and I.
22.
We'll figure it out somehow in this. It's headlines, like it or not. If you do like it, well, send us an email. Let us know. Would you? God damn it. There's so much to do.
God damn it.
Here we go on a Tuesday night. Oh, this bitch rides alone.
Stop nagging me.
Is that a can of corn in your pocket?
I would like to walk down the aisle with you.
Mom, where am I?
Tiffany.
Do you think they're ever coming back?
No, you can't use your EBT card, bitch.
And Girl Scout cookies, how to get them and where. These and more stimulating stories right now.
Start with the Girl Scout cookie.
No, that's going to be our last one. Oh, such
a...
Ooh,
I gave you a little titty, yeah.
Wow.
A little
awkward
titty.
I liked that was exactly... Well...
In some weird way.
Sure.
It was awkward.
And I don't know if, based on any of the headlines that I read, do you think I'm going to step on anything that you brought?
I bring my titties!
I think so. Maybe with the nagging, but that was the only one that I thought maybe.
Well, in Seattle, it's not uncommon to see a black Labrador named Eclipse boarding a city bus all by herself. She just wants to get to the dog park.
Wait, a black...
You want me to start from the... You want me to talk louder or slower?
Labrador? I just heard black... I just heard black.
Wayne Ferguson, girl. Go on. He said Seattle.
We're all in the same show. All of us.
Shame show.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
Was that
shit.
A Labradoodle? I'm sorry, I was out of the room.
No. Is this one of those water dogs that like Barack has? You
back.
Said black and dogs.
Going back
so
to
I
the
wanna...
top. Going back to the top of the scene.
Sorry, I'm gonna pay attention to this.
I'm gonna play the headlines theme again.
Put the yellow light on.
Just show us the talking stick.
Okay, that cap is not necessary, but I appreciate that. Katie, do I have you? Do I have you?
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. It's one of these shows.
She's locked in.
Yeah. Wait till we get to your shit on cat segment.
I'm prepared.
Come on, story time.
In Seattle, it is not uncommon to see a black Labrador named Eclipse boarding a city bus all alone. She just wants to get to the dog park. So if her owner takes too long finishing a cigarette while they're ready to board the bus, she just gets on the bus by herself. Goes four stops down and gets off where she's supposed to, and all their bus riders get a kick out of it. Local radio host Mike Montgomery from Seattle was amazed to see this pooch get off the bus without an owner, without a leash, without anything, at the correct bus stop to go to the dog park last week. And apparently the dog and the owner live right close to the bus stop where they start. In Young's words, the owner of the dog said, "She's a bus-riding, sidewalk-walking dog." Young says the dog sometimes simply gets on the bus, and he just catches up later on when he gets there. Bus riders report that she hops onto the seats next to strangers and watches out the window, waiting for the correct stop.
Wow.
Then she just gets off the bus all by herself. All the bus drivers know her, and she makes everybody happy. A Metro Transit spokesman said that the agency loves the fact that the dog appreciates public transit.
The best part about this is I saw the headline and thought it was an Onion story.
Right.
Totally
isn't
not.
Isn't that funny? Like, you just don't know.
Yeah, just le onion.
No, but if you look at it, and it's all over Facebook, too. If you look at it, actually, it shows video of the dog boarding the bus alone. Shots of her in the bus sitting there. She'll move from different seats as people get off.
And
then she realizes where she is, and she just gets off the bus. Goes to the dog park.
That's fantastic.
That's a smart ass dog.
My favorite part of that story is she does it by herself because her owner won't put the cigarette in.
I would like like to have known the first day that this happened. Like, he's just smoking and looking around. Like, and all of a sudden,
fuck you, dog. We're going to wait for the next bus. And the
dog's gone. Did he just realize, well, I wonder if I just go to the four stops down, will she be there? I don't know.
But I better finish this smoke first.
I feel like this is a story about a judgy, passive aggressive dog.
Yeah, oh, the dog's totally judgy.
Usually, black labs are
going to smoke. I'm going to leave you then.
This fucker's having another cigarette.
It's the same as the bacon dog.
I'm the only dog at the park with the asthma. Fuck you. I'm on the bus.
The dog pulls out an inhaler. If I only had opposable thumbs.
Only.
This is why I quit smoking before the children could get judgy.
Let's see.
I would not be able to do that.
It's a good thing you quit smoking before you got to this show, because this is 3.5 hours of love and tenderness. Shouldn't have taken a smoke break.
Joe is moving to Seattle.
Joe, they have buses here.
They sure do, and probably dogs, too.
Wait, what? Joe, are you moving to Seattle?
We have dogs. Of course they have dogs.
Joe, this is serious. Are you moving to Seattle?
Keep your eye on it with Marty around.
Apparently he is.
That's crazy.
You never know what's going to happen to that dog.
Mostly Joe's moving there not for work or employment, just because their public transit system is much better than where we are here.
I'm sure he's done.
I know how Joe is in regards to buses and trains.
Is it closer to Mars? Because, remember, he wanted to take the trip to Mars.
Oh,
remember the trip.
Like the humans that are allowed to travel to Mars.
Like he went, and I thought, you don't know if you're going to come
back.
Well,
if you're smoking too long, there's a dog that'll get on board.
He says a couple years from now, it's a secret. Surprise, it's not a secret anymore.
And not just that, but
it's still a secret because nobody
knows. Tens of people know about it.
It's like millions of dollars.
Joe, Google the word secret. Part two, use it in a sentence.
This just in.
What segment are we in?
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Okay.
Which, why? What do you, what
segment? That felt like a trick question.
Talk to listeners.
It felt like it was time to go on to something new.
No.
Oh, good for Kat, keeping us in line.
I'm producing the show right now.
Oh, okay. Marnie, is this a long story?
Not at all.
Go ahead.
Oldsmar, Florida. God bless Florida.
Atta girl.
There was a gentleman, shall we call him that, arrested for decapitating his mother.
Okay, I shouldn't love this story.
Oh my god, but I kind of do. I roar, you fucking nag.
Yeah, you
basically
fucking bitch.
Don't lose your head, mom.
So right, or do, and I'll plan it for a couple of days. A Florida man was arrested Wednesday. This was January 1st. After deputies say he decapitated his mother because she was nagging him about putting boxes away in the attic.
What?
I did read this.
Jose Gomez, 23. And not Single. Dating Clayton, is charged with first-degree murder, and it really should be, like, this was planned. Like, this is
premeditated
fucking murder.
Yeah, it is.
Parenthetically, not well planned.
No.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, parenthetically, she had it coming.
Yeah.
She had it coming.
Boom. She took a flyer. It is prime.
She had it coming. Now, mom's only 48, so I kind of went,
and that's where she stops.
Yeah. She's still 48. As a matter of fact, she lost her head over it. She got a little crazy.
He's going to catch up to her in age.
Right, totally. Maria Suarez something decapitated. Her decapitated
Why learn
body.
Now? She's not going to answer
it's,
to it.
I'm just going to tell you, it's not European. Her decapitated body was found outside the family home, of course. According to the sheriff's office, Gomez hit his mother over the head with an axe, as you do.
Like you do.
Before cutting her head off in the garage.
Oh, my God.
He then dragged her body to the garage outside the home, probably because it was messy. Deputies said Gomez had been, quote, planning his mother's murder, unquote, for 2 days. Hello, premeditated. Investigators said Gomez was angry over his mother nagging him to put the boxes in the attic.
Now, you didn't mention it. I don't know if you just...
Merry Christmas!
I don't know if you just glossed over it real quickly, but his brother is the one...
Oh, it's not in here.
In the story, there was some sort of a family gathering at the house, and his brother... found his mother's body outside the house, and they went in and it's like,
why
what
is
happened?
Mom dead outside?
Why does
no
mom
head?
Why did mom lose her head?
Yeah,
there's a middle-aged woman's torso outside. I think it's mom, but can
was
you show
she
the
nagging
rest?
Us? Was she nagging you again? Like, of course.
Something Garcia, whatever, is dead outside. The
again,
Maria Garcia.
Yeah. This is not from the Onion because I thought this was another Onion story because I was
That's
laughing
why I left
because I
did too. Yes.
Oh no, this is an AP wire. Like this is
still
a real story.
Still a real.
She had
now.
It
yeah.
coming. Yeah. I'm gonna have that in my head.
It's not a bad thing to have in your head.
Christian. He's a Christian.
She only had herself to blame.
He's actually a Christian.
Yeah.
His name is
if
Christian.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same. Right?
She fell into his axe 47 times. Or whatever the fuck it was. All right, kids, it's the show. It's the end of hour one. And boy, it took a lot to get through that. Beginning of hour two is coming up. Al's going to give us our drinking word. We're going to continue on with headlines about Labradors and other stories that Katie won't listen to. Other people are going to be in the chat room. And
other people. Cat's going to this crowd.
Cat will have a segment. We're going to shittle over that, too. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Stay with us. It's the show on Cue Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Cue Talk America. This is Cue Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
It's always so nice when I clear my throat before the announcer's done because, well, this is a professional show, goddammit.
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me.
Hey, look, hi there. Other people in the chat room.
It's
other people.
There's other people. Good. It's good to know.
Hey, OP. What's good down with you, OP?
You done with OPP?
You know me?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, same OPP.
Hello again, everybody. It's the show. It's Tuesday night. You're in Studio C with Katie June, Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins, and I'm Clayton McKee, your humble and apparently inadequate host at most of these sessions.
Well, at least Kat can
take I'm run over more in
She's
my
been
segment.
She's been aiming for adequate her whole life.
Just going to go short. Up one. Just up one.
She still has time.
I figure I start the segment, I get shit on. Kat has a segment at the end of the show, she gets shit on.
True.
It's like bookends, Kat. That's how we are.
Aww.
It works that well. But you know what we can't live without? Because this show is based on a thing we like to call inebriation. So if we could, we'd like to start out by this hour by doing a little thing we call our legal disclaimer because a crazy psychologist once decided we had to have it because we were going to get sued. So here we go.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Do we want something topical or do we want something easy?
Is it an ointment?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a salve or a balm?
A salve or a balm?
An oath.
I want your.
I vote topical.
I want your ethnic language from earlier.
We're gonna go with je suis.
Je suis. No. That wasn't the language.
Yes.
It is what it is. Like whatever it was that you.
I figured that
way
we don't have to talk
good.
About it. If we just make that the drinking word, we can just anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime we thought we're gonna bring it up, just say je suis.
Je suis.
Or right. Nous sommes. I'll accept nous sommes.
Nous sommes. Yeah.
I need to know what I'm saying.
Je suis means I am, and nous sommes means we are.
Oh, nous so. I definitely thought you said nous song.
I kind nous of
S O M M E S.
Not same song. New song.
Mm-hmm. Different song.
Okay. All right.
French song.
So song.
Yeah.
People like Jerry Lewis.
Je suis.
Je suis. Je suis.
There's that.
Okay.
Je suis la missy.
There's our drinking word.
I like
Al
it.
Al got it. So je suis. Good. Pretty much anything in French. Even if we mention je suis.
I'm thirsty. It means I am. So use it in context.
How about that? Can I just say wee wee?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I think my
anything
favorite
in French
part is going to be Clayton. Could you please type that out for everyone?
Oh, it's easy. J-E-S-U-I-S.
By the way, you weren't supposed to help him.
Oh.
I got Google, bitch, right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
I was going to Google it.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
But I was very surprised because I always thought it was, I thought it just we was J apostrophe S-U-I-S. I was unfamiliar with the J-E.
The J, like, the J E is actually
like au jus.
The J apostrophe only happens when the verb begins with a vowel.
What the
No,
exactly.
No, but
exactly.
It's Jatame. Jatame is spelled with a J apostrophe.
I think so.
No, it's J E T apostrophe A I M E because you apostrophe the two.
There you go.
Yeah, because you can't have the two vowels together.
Yeah,
Jetain means I love you.
Because who does have the two vowels together? I think if you have the two vowels together, you're just.
I took a lot of French, assholes.
Wow, Kat, this is really cool.
She just got real angry. Bitch.
Vous êtes assholes.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Oh, assholes is English.
I'll drink to that.
She's like fucking conjugating verbs and shit.
We're in the middle of our headline segment. Our drinking word is something in French.
I'm in France, bitch.
Oh, it's Maya. It's me. I'm sorry.
Like bread and croissants.
That's a pastry right there, asshole.
Well, this has got to be one of the most educational school systems in the country. And since Kat has a lot of... interaction with school districts at this point in your life.
I sure do.
You may have to...
That was the other drinking choice. That'll be next week.
You have to back us up on the story. Valley, Alabama. A middle school principal in eastern Alabama wants to stockpile cans of food such as corn and peas in classrooms so that the students can hurl them as weapons in a last resort confrontation defense with a school intruder.
Okay.
Wait.
In a letter, Friday, W.F. Burns Middle School principal Priscilla Holly asked parents to have each student bring in an 8-ounce canned item the next week. Quote, we realize at first this may seem odd. However, it is a practice that would catch an intruder completely off guard. The canned food item would stun the intruder or even knock him out until the police arrive. The canned food item will give the students a sense of empowerment to protect themselves and will make them feel secure in a case an intruder enters their classroom. The school is in Valley, Alabama. The person, apparently their principal, is a fucking idiot from another planet. The letter was sent after school employees received training from Auburn University's Department of Public Safety. Chambers County School Superintendent Kelly Hodge told the Associated Press in an interview on Tuesday the food cans would be stored in the classrooms and students would not be carrying them around during the school day.
Well, thank goodness.
Using cans or other items as weapons would be a last resort for students unable to evacuate.
Zero tolerance.
Teachers are taught to barricade the classroom doors if an intruder is in the school, but if that fails, the cans and items such as textbooks could be used to hurl at the intruders. If somebody's going to force their way through, then at least at the last resort, you would start throwing objects at them. Anything you get your hands on.
That's just fun.
I'm thinking big rubber bands. Like big rubber bands.
Get the cans.
Load it. My favorite.
I'm just telling you. You come at me and I throw a can of cream corn at you. You're going down.
Hurl it.
You're Mary J. Blige.
I love the hurl.
Just we on the floor is what I'm saying.
Right.
Asked whether throwing cans of food would make a student a target, Hodge replied, "Aren't they already a target at that point?"
It's very insightful, Hodge. Yeah.
Katie, I'm going to need you to hand me a writing instrument I need to bring this up at the next PTO meeting.
I'm thinking heavy duty.
And PTO stands for people throwing objects.
Yes. Right. Oh!
Well, just sweet.
Just sweet cans. Yeah.
Just sweet chucking shit at you.
I'm thinking that if a can came hurling at me, I might pee myself.
If you had an AK-47, I might pee.
I would be the bitch who'd be like, I catch it with a can opener.
I will. Like, I know. Hungry?
Just we unable to justify your puns. I can't do it.
On that one, I actually totally understand.
Let's check the punometer. Nope.
Yep.
Oh, we should get a punometer.
What was it you were striving for? Adequacy? No. Mediocrity? What was the word?
Yeah, thanks.
Adequacy, I believe.
I succeeded.
Inadequate was the word that he used.
You're striving for adequate. All
right. Right.
I succeeded with the
I got all kinds of fancy with adequacy.
All kinds of adjectives.
But I appreciated it. Thank you.
It's like I'm a conduit for water.
A little follow-up to the story. Please. If the cans are not needed for security, they will be donated to a local food...
Let me just finish this
goddamn story.
I was going to do a dramatic reenactment. Well,
you can do it after we're done. If the cans are not needed for security, they will be donated to a local food pantry at the end of the school year. She says, we hope the canned food items will never be used or needed, but it is best to be prepared.
Isn't it nice to be, Grady is right, just be prepared.
Isn't it nice to know a lot?
And a little bit not. All I was going to say is, as the dramatic reenactment, as she walks up, picture it, Sicily, 1946. She walks up to the homeless shelter and she says, yeah. She says, I know you're not supposed to accept a dented or, pinged can because of botulism, but this one is the shape of Tommy's head.
And he came in wielding that giant assault rifle.
AK-47.
He also saved our lives, and now we're saving yours.
Exactly.
With a can of green peas. Corn.
If you'll notice, the impression on the bean dip can is the same profile as the intruder at the school.
Yeah.
It's the circle of
so,
life.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Enjoy your
oh, you community. Missed it. You missed it.
What are you doing?
Clayton is enjoying, this is what our cooking show is, foods that are still good in a bomb shelter. Has it been 8 to 10 weeks since the bomb dropped on your neighborhood? Are you living in a cellar? This shit's still good.
Yeah.
Next week it's spam.
Or foods that are good as weapons.
Ah, yes.
I'm just saying this would make school it. This is not cream corn level. This is
listen. If you no, can no, get that's, like that's the right light spin and fluffy on that, and airy.
This means I want to like hit you, but I still want to fuck you. So I want you kind of conscious,
right?
Because we're not going the full Bill Cosby.
Oh, that also means that when I'm done fucking you, I'm going to eat something.
I'm going to eat it.
This looks too much like cat food.
Oh yeah, it's disgusting.
Or
I would
poop.
Literally never eat that.
Oh yeah, you would. It's real good.
Could you give me my goddamn can?
I feel like you would.
Never. I would never.
Maybe. I would never
not
eat
a chance.
That. Maybe. What time is it now?
Yeah. I'm like, maybe later.
Oh, just we about to change my mind.
And a little sriracha in it.
Oh God, you're making it worse. You're making
it
worse.
No, I'm not. I'm making it better.
She says Tiffany's. About everything though.
Oh, with sriracha and anything. Yeah. How many of you shop at Tiffany's? God,
I
nicely
once.
Done.
Crickets.
I know a girl named Tiffany.
I walked in there, and I'm certain.
I think we're alone
I'm
now.
Certain
you can tell me.
At the door,
date rape
the
song.
Minute you walk
think
through the
it.
Door, it goes, and they can tell how much money you have, and they're like, yeah, okay. And then
no, what they do is like,
but they're kind.
Your gifts are on the third floor.
That's right.
Please take the elevator, poor person.
Go over there, you know, but God bless them. Tiffany has a jewelry ad campaign that features the first same-sex couple.
Yes. And they're cutie patooties.
Oh, they are. I would
accept jewelry from either or.
Here is the cute little same-sex couple. And there's also a husband and wife, if you will, that are together with a child.
It's a menage a trois.
Obviously a little older. But
born a bastard and then they married, right?
But they're pointing out
that
everything can be
alternative families. They're cuties.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're just pointing out that there are these alternative families.
Tom Brodeur, anyone? Local guy involved in charity, whatever, ever.
Nope, I buy my own food. I don't know him.
These guys are friends. You don't
he's
need to
never
get those
thrown
cans.
A
cans. No,
huh?
Okay. Well, these are friends of his from his hometown.
Oh,
so
fun.
It was fun. So he had posted this
Gayville.
On Facebook and said, "Oh, I'm so excited for my friend and his husband."
Sure.
And it was kind of cool.
And I think it's
just
cool
sweet a gay town.
Yeah,
I love that. It's a real couple.
Yeah, the gay town.
Yeah, je suis.
Well played. I'm gonna make it work.
Je t'aime.
The new will you? It's a will you campaign that was shot by fashion photographer Peter Lindbergh. Je suis.
You are? You never told us.
Je suis.
All this time, I thought you were Marty.
Damn it.
Turns out, Peter.
Just when I think I get your name right, you change it again.
I know. I try. I try to keep you on your toes.
You someone cunt.
Je fuck you.
I almost shot my drink out of my nose. All right.
The 178-year-old jeweler did not know that. Where's it well?
He's not
Tiffany?
Alive.
No, he's
not
definitely
Peter.
Not.
No, Tiffany's.
No, I know.
Been
but
around
the
a day
178
or two.
Jeweler. But I didn't realize Tiffany's had been around that long. That's a hell of a long time.
Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all
little
about it.
Little blue boxes. Leave the. Let it go, Mark. anyway, the company joins a growing list of brands using same-sex couples for promotional materials. Banana Republic to Target. What was the one that Amazon?
That's two.
No.
And
from Banana Republic to Orbitz did and
Amazon.
No, I do have to say, though, Tiffany has been very supportive, whether secretly or not. I've had a lot of friends that have gone in there for, like, commitment bands or, like, handcuffs. Whatever.
Don't spit.
I love that.
Don't
that's
spit.
Also in quotes.
Je suis un hostage. That's what your dog says when she's appealing to French television. I haven't gotten a spit take out of you in a long time. Proud day. But they've been very good about doing commitment ceremony rings. And they've been very, very nice about it. engraving. I've known a lot of people have gone to the actual Tiffany and gotten, not that there's a fake Tiffany.
Right. The faux Tiff.
But may I just play off your thing about powder blue? I was on an airplane one time, and a dear friend or someone I met that day, depending on how you want to look at it, noticed that maybe I was awake for a long flight, and they said, would you, kind sir or ma'am, enjoy a Valium? And they handed me an orange pill, and I'm like, no. Je suis un purist.
What is happening right now?
Like, je suis, why wasn't I on that flight?
Je suis ma Valium. I'll take it.
So I had to say to him, and I thought of it on the cuff. I'm like, Valium, like good jewelry, should come in a powder blue container.
I see.
I will not accept your generic.
I don't want poor man's Valium,
sir. But I'm sorry, second glass of wine.
You still got that?
Curious about that, that Valium
orange.
Again.
Orange.
Could I have the LeGrand Still
curious
about
I thought it that. Might be Bill Cosby, and date rape was in my future.
It could have been.
Could have been.
You don't know.
Sadly, I woke up, my butt didn't hurt. Black, I don't know.
Black and older?
Maybe
wow. More than one arm.
Super wow.
More than one arm.
Maybe it was just a hand job under a blanket.
Could have been.
That's all that happened.
Wow. Trying to keep up with the trends, following Tiffany's... Following
Je suis un trendsetter.
following Tiffany's lead with same-sex advertising, the... company Jared has come out with a new slogan called He Bottomed for Jared. Works out well.
He bottomed
for Jared?
What? He bottomed for Jared. That's amazing. I hope it's true.
Did you make that up?
Yes. I mean, that's
that
why I was
very
laughing.
Good.
I think that should be their new slogan.
You've earned gold.
He bottomed. Yeah.
Am I adequate yet?
You are adequate.
Just sweet. Just sweet.
I just thought that was funny.
Just sweet.
He bottomed for Jared.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm on board.
Well played, sir.
Well played.
Now, I know we're offering up, we're going to do a GoFundMe campaign, including cunt t-shirts, eat the box t-shirts.
Yep.
But please write down that the third t-shirt will say, he bought them for Jared. And then, you know what it needs? It needs an asterisk like that says on the bottom, find jewelry.
Find jewelry.
And not find you.
Don't jeweler. It make my body.
Jeweler.
Find you.
Find
jewelry. I just wish it was find you. I just want
to be
a
funnier,
Jew.
Too. Yeah. He bought him for Jared. Find you.
Find you.
Sold. I'm sold. I'm
find you. Find you.
Oh, just like be slightly
it.
Racist.
And as long as people don't confuse it for the Jared from Subway, we're fine.
Well,
yeah. Not a Jew.
Not a Jew. Well,
but, he bought him for that anyway. Yeah. Let's go back to the lovely city.
Do not dive into former fat girl pools.
The former state of One Cat Carlson. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, hey, that's a state. That is a state.
Authorities say that they found a 3-year-old boy who was sitting in a stolen car outside a Utah daycare center after he answered his mother's cell phone and honked the horn to draw attention.
Sure.
Police in the city of Ogden say that the boy's mother left an unlocked car running as she dropped off another one of her children about 7 a.m. last Tuesday. When she walked out, she saw someone driving her car away with her son inside.
Uh-oh.
Lieutenant Tim Scott said responding officers called the woman's cell phone, which was in the car. The boy answered and told the officers he was alone but did not know where he was. Police told him to start honking the horn continually until they found him, so the noise did help the cops find the car 3 blocks away. Police are currently searching for a suspect. Which, what?
Both of you.
You go.
It's important.
You're wondering now, how the 3-year-old got in the car seat?
Just we slightly drunk. Two questions.
Yes. Two-parter.
Oh, nicely done. Yeah.
Two questions. So,
I'm going to eat a chip.
The 3-year-old was driving the car?
Yes. Al, fuck yes. The 3-year-old. No. He was in a car seat and somehow managed to get himself out of the car seat.
So he was carjacked in a running car and he got out of the car seat to answer the phone. No, my question is stemmed from the fact that he said, I'm alone. So the culprit left the scene?
Apparently looked in the rearview mirror and saw the child.
Oh, realized
L'Enfant
was part of a kidnapping plot that was not part of...
L'Enfant.
L'Enfant.
Uh-huh. L'Enfant.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna steal a kid.
So left the kid 3 blocks away. The kid gets out
of... I'm back on board because I'm like, all right... Now, Wiles said L'Enfant, as we're calling him.
Would you like me to...
And we know that three-year-olds...
No, I know
and we know that three-year-olds can get themselves in and out of car seats based on Palmer and her ability...
Sure. They're really good at
to
it.
..to foul at a soccer game and then crawl in a car seat.
I'm here to help
seat.
You with the fact that the three-year-old explains to the person who doesn't have a kid how to use the car seat. Because whenever you like are with somebody and they're like, can you put Junior in the car seat? And you're like, I'm not a fucking parent. What the fuck is this thing? And the three-year-old's like, buckle it in here. Put it in here. Put it in here. I have to stay here in case of fire, but I know how to get out. You know what I mean? Like, if you've all had that conversation with someone who's like, I'm the retard. That's the child. No, because seriously, when the 3-year-old,
you know what, the week you were gone, he used a lot and it went very well.
No, I'm using that in the right sense.
I may have
that is the right use of it. When a 3-year-old is explaining their capture device, when they're explaining how you're going to kidnap a chew, you're the retard. Je suis la retard, okay? In French, it's not as offensive. All right. La retard.
So for a moment, I thought that the child had stolen the car himself.
No.
And I was going to nominate himself the president of his future fraternity at Weber State, home of the Wildcats in Utah.
I'm going to go back to the
clearly we listen.
Yeah,
tell me when you're ready for breaking news.
Police in the city of Ogden say the boy's mother left the unlocked car running as she dropped off another child around 7 a.m. Tuesday. Mm-hmm. When she walked out, she saw someone driving her car away with her son inside.
But that's vague. And then you said the kid said he was alone but didn't know where he was. So you can see where someone was driving the car. Now, breaking news, because I'm over this story. It's just we over it. Pot smokers of the world unite.
Yes.
What you're missing in your world?
They're good, right?
Let's say you were at a Dunkin' Donuts
and
you
currently
bought...
stoned,
no,
by
no,
the way?
Not even a little bit, sadly. Sad story.
Je suis
désolé.
Oh.
That's
très désolé.
Très désolé.
Oh, you guys are good.
Okay.
Actually, I wish that
I
were,
put this
I
shit
Richard
in my mouth
in there,
and I've never
like,
been
you're
happier.
Lying.
I have never been happier.
Pop tarts, gone nutty, chocolate peanut butter, pop tarts,
gone nutty.
Now it's no Butterfinger. Can you see like when you're expecting a Butterfinger, you may or may not.
No, I'm
feel
not familiar with the Butterfinger, but I'm assuming if the Butterfinger is better than this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're gonna want it.
How are you not familiar
Ladies
with the Butterfinger?
Ladies and gentlemen, Clayton McKee has just choked.
I about choked on a ruffle. On one of the ridges.
You've never had a Butterfinger?
No, because I didn't eat candy till I was 40. I gotta tell ya.
You've
eaten a lot of it since.
You've been around for a while.
Yeah, I'm a little older than 40. It's been a couple of years. You think I would have had
I think a couple but candy bars have passed those lips.
I'll bring Butterfingers next week.
Oh, my God. A Butterfinger Blizzard from Dairy Queen? Oh my God.
Yeah, well, if it's anything like what I'm putting in my mouth currently, you can make a Blizzard. Do you have ice cream in that freezer?
No.
I can make a liquor drink.
Why would I have ice cream?
I can make a whiskey drink, a vodka drink. I can chumbawamba this shit. Je suis chumbawamba.
I get knocked down.
But
I get up again.
Because I got a blender.
God damn.
Do you suffer from long-term memory loss? I don't remember.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Ryer.
It's the follow-up Chumbawamba song.
Chumbawamba. I'm joking. Flower Girl and Ring Bear. Did you guys see the story?
No, but it sounds cute.
Oh, sincerely.
Oh, I think I know where we're
so
going.
Cute.
Sincerely.
In Minnesota, which I loved even more.
Of course you loved it because it's
of
from the...
Course
no, but
you
I didn't
do.
Know that that's where it was.
Really?
Flower Girl and Ring Bear get married 20 years after first walking down the aisle together.
Oh, incest is best.
No.
Why go across the street when you can go across the hall?
That sounds like a sorority or fraternity slogan.
You've said that before, I think.
Why for real have you? Why?
Je suis petit.
So I appreciate the fact that their last names are Husband and Fussy until, and maybe it's Who's Been and Fussy, but we're going to call him Husband and Fussy. Oh. Brittany Husband.
With 7 years, she's going to be a bitch from Fussy.
H-U-S-B-Y-N and Briggs Fussy, F-U-S-S-Y. I do appreciate that. They walked down the aisle together as children. She was a flower girl. He was a ring bear. And likely didn't have a second thought about each other until a chance meeting. By the way,
until
this is
did.
Them.
Oh my God, they're cute.
Okay, this is them.
How precious is this
back
dragon
in the
again?
Day?
Yeah, they're puppy like, in this story.
Really cute kids.
There might as well
no, she
be.
Stole it.
It's at my house. Just leave it the fuck alone.
So now
feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui.
There's just a poster with a picture of a puppy behind them.
Yeah. A fussy puppy.
Like, going like this. Anyway.
With a Fruit of Life video played at the ready.
ISIS, fuck off. Apparently, they had a chance meeting later on at college. Fussy, the guy, was sitting behind the husband, in class when she turned around and said, I think I have a picture of you on my wall at home. Which is not a line I would suggest for anyone else to use on a potential college
Super
crush.
Weird.
I'm going to write that down.
Cross that off the list.
The line worked because his mother told Fox News. Yeah, that's the only part of the problem. No, actually, it's not because I did look.
I did Google another news source.
No, I did because I'm like, wait a minute. that she also had a picture of this gal displayed in her house forever. The classroom encounter led to a first date, which turned into a 5-year relationship and finally a proposal. They got married this past weekend in Minnesota, where their flower girl and ring bearer were probably forced to dance and will likely feel pressure to track each other down 15 years from now. On the other hand, I did read about that. They are brother and sister, so that's not apparently going to happen.
Yeah, Flowers in the Attic was not a touching documentary.
But, I mean, what a sweet story.
Do you have a picture of them as adults?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes, and that's what I was
looking for. I'm sure you can Google it, Katie, because that story has been all over the web.
It has been all over. And so it's cute. They redid that photo.
Who's been?
HUSBYN.
Oh, they reenacted this photo.
They reenacted
that's cute.
That photo. Uh-huh. It's real
but
cute.
I realized as you read the story.
He's like 9 feet tall, and she's like this little kind of mousy.
Using the line.
Totes adorbs.
It's totes
adorbs. Using the line, I have a picture of you on my wall. I can use that. I can use it for several people.
You do. That's very true.
You know what? You're on my wall.
Which doesn't make you creepy at all.
You were in the newspaper in 1993, and it's on my wall.
Yeah,
I know everything about you.
I have a scrapbook.
I have all your clippings, Because I go to your barber.
Because you don't make me think about Criminal Minds right now.
Can I tell you?
You don't like mustard, do you?
There's a show called Stalker on the air.
Did you see it? Oh, yeah, which is
a great
show.
And it's cute. But you know what the weirdest thing to me, actually, is that they're getting married at 22.
I know. I thought they were so young, but
to me, that's just,
you know,
that's my opinion. But
I kind of feel like that's a good idea.
Yeah, do it.
Getting married at 22?
So you can be done by 30 and then move on?
You know what's so funny?
You don't develop bad habits and you grow together.
Like 22 years old
because you
is
do
so
grow
far
together.
Into like 100 years ago, that would be so far into spinsterhood that you'd be like suicidal.
Well, 100 years ago. Right.
And
it's
now we're thinking
later,
like
thank God.
Shockingly young. And it's neither.
But you know what? All of the people that I know that are coming up on like, 20 years of being married got married when they were 20-something. Like 20, 21, 22. And they do. They like grow together.
With the right advisory, you have a shot that you graduated from college.
Right.
My friend Marion, but so many people don't grow together, right?
Like, so many people don't just, like, grow.
Well, I think when you start out young like that, like, you're both still just, like, figuring this shit out, and you've got each other, and you're, like, figuring it out together.
I'm glad that there wasn't really marriage in the 90s, because Aaron, hello, Gina and I were together for 10 years.
Your girlfriend's name is Aaron.
It is now.
Okay.
But Gina and I were together for 10 years, and we would have... It had the 90s. There had been marriage equality. We would have gotten married. We talked about it a number of times. No,
not in my life, because I'd have been married and divorced four times now.
Go fuck yourself. Sit back, Hugh Hefner.
There'd be like six proof of life stories.
Hugh Carlson,
in my past,
sit back.
Because I think most of mine were like hostages.
Hugh, how did I become a creepy, weird old guy with the Playboy magazine?
No, my sister got married at 22 and still married. 30 some years later.
Right. Sure.
My parents got married.
I'll let her have the happy or not.
Right. Yeah, it's
but he. I mean, we all like him more than her.
Just kidding, if you're listening.
Feng shui.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, after that many years, I mean, you got to pick a favorite, right?
Right.
It's probably not going to be your blood relative. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Usually not. No.
You know, yeah.
He's silly. A delight.
Right. I don't know.
Just what are you going to do? Like, let's say... Your sibling. I mean, this isn't. Like,
oh, I have one. I can imagine. Let's go.
Let's say that, like, someone that your sibling has been married and been the person they've been married to has been part of your family for like 3/4 of your adult
30
life.
30 years, yeah.
Literally, and I was doing math.
Whiskers.
Just being a mathematician. But how do you like say like, oh yeah, you're divorced. I like this one better. Like I've known you like a lifetime.
You've got a very long time.
That's why I'm so devastated by Joel and Julia breaking up on Parenthood.
By the way, no spoiler alert.
What? There was a whole season ago.
No. I mean, just from last Thursday.
Oh, I didn't see last Thursday.
Okay, I haven't seen it this season at all.
Spoiler alert, we're continuing on with the segment.
Please do.
No, Katie.
That never happens. I want you to know that there are several people
in this story.
Yep.
So I want you to know.
One of them might be black.
I'm going to draw a chart.
They are black. One of them is. Where are you going?
He doesn't like you.
More wine? I'm listening.
Okay, he'll listen.
Have you not noticed?
Well, a 2, 5, and 7-year-old waited 7 hours outside a Lauderdale Lakes, Florida Walmart, not realizing that their parents were not coming back. Well, at least anytime soon. While the kids were waiting in the old car, mom and dad were being booked into the Broward County Jail on grand theft charges after being caught shoplifting. The three children were in the car for 7 hours after their jail parents, get this name, Toshiba Hope. And Gerald Moultrie
and Samsung
failed to mention
and their brother Sony.
They failed to mention to Broward County Sheriff's Office deputies that they had three kids waiting in a car in the parking lot. Oh, Walmart staff discovered the kids about 2 a.m. on Tuesday and called 911. One witness said that the kids looked a little dehydrated. They were upset, worried, and scared. Surveillance footage shows the mother walking a few steps behind her boyfriend at the store's entrance about 7 p.m. Monday before they tried to walk out of the store with over $600 worth of parts and tools. An attorney was not listed at press time.
Sure I just want to point out that they're good parents. Why? They didn't bring their kids into a Walmart.
They left them outside.
There are things you don't want to see.
Accentuate the positive people.
I say feng shui to those
always look
people.
On the bright side of life.
Feng shui.
Feng shui.
Nice.
I'm
really?
So sad for those kids. 7
just we not going to Walmart.
By the way, that's they're not going to have night. Any abandonment issues. And I'm happy for them because of that.
But that's good for them.
I am quietly concerned that Walmart does not sell purse wine.
I wouldn't even want. I honestly wouldn't want it if they did. Is that snobby?
No, you can be a snob if you'd like.
Oh, by the way,
I'm going to point out
snobby. You scared the hell out of me last week by saying that the Boston market's closed. Oh, it's not closed.
It's not. We drove past
it. I noticed that.
And I went in and I talked to those good people of Boston market.
What did they say? They're leaving.
Their lease is up in the summer.
Yeah, but they will be leaving.
She said they're closing.
No, I said they were closed.
No, she was like, boom, gone.
They were done. I heard it to be a future tense.
I heard the same
thing. And I'm with you guys, actually.
If you listen back to her, it was already leveled in dirt.
Done. I'm totally.
No, I thought you were listening to things that were leaving because remember I told you my nail place is still there, but we're relocating temporarily.
Fencing has gone up all around the Boston market, mm-hmm. but not
now the eggery or the good egg or whatever egg
that's closed.
That's gone.
They're
gone.
That's closed. And
they're going
plantation or whatever the hell that was called.
Sweet tomatoes.
Super sweet tomatoes.
Yep.
They are going not for a few months. They are. And they're not coming back.
So you can get your mac and cheese fill for a while.
We drove past, and I'm like, yes.
When I saw the lights on it the other day when I drove, I'm like, oh, my God, Katie's a fucking liar.
But you were happy, though, for that.
Like, kind of, honestly, when she wasn't here today and I had locked the door, I thought, well, maybe Clayton killed her. Because that's rude.
But I did take it as the buildings were, that things were in transit. I had seen the sign about from my nail salon telling me,
I gotta be honest, I'm pumped. I'm
Thank
pumped
you.
For it all.
Some other person, yes. We are well aware. They're redoing the whole goddamn center. Thank you.
Evidently.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
S-O-P-P.
Who the fuck is that, by the way? Do we know who some other person
it's
is?
It's Bag of Nope.
I'm
she changed her name.
She's other person and then some other person. She's many people, as it were.
So many people.
Because you so welcomely,
now,
welcomingly.
Kids. Feng Shui. Now...
God, you teach her one phrase in fucking Japanese, and y'all gotta pay for it. Just be annoyed.
But time like out. I kind of thought that was French. Bonsoir.
Too, blast.
I got to.
Mr. Roboto, as it were.
Dumb origato.
So now here's where I'm at with this. Anytime I hear these words all together, Republican state lawmaker out of East Mesa.
Yes, please say that he had sexual assault.
Time out.
Or
normally, that would make me go,
Or you'd think public bathroom blowjob.
Awful. I think awful. I think awful, awful, awful. Bagging up, you're a liar.
Cal Suprise.
You're a damn liar, Bagging up.
Mared.
But on this one, I'm intrigued to see anybody else's response. And you reacted interesting when I said headline. So I'm intrigued. A proposal has been put on the table to ban welfare recipients from using their EBT cards at fast food restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, elderly and disabled citizens can use the EBT cards to purchase fast food. And according to state representative, this Kelly Townsend, who put the bill up, and there are two other folks that are supporting it, fast food typically costs about $7 a person. She wants the taxpayer money to be spent on more nutritious food. The bill is not about big government telling a person what they can and can't eat. It's about being fiscally responsible with people's money. And the interesting thing for me, and this is where I'm like, am I right in the middle? Where am I? Okay, so they had to make some changes to this EBT because these cards are used for both supplemental nutritional assistance programs and cash assistance programs, okay? They had to, current state law prohibits the following businesses from accepting cash assistance EBT cards at an ATM or in point of sale transaction at their business, a liquor store, because all of this happened, a tribal gaming facility, a commercial horse racing or dog facility, racing facility.
All fair.
An adult-oriented entertainment establishment.
3rd Avenue in Osborne.
29th Street in Thomas.
Yep.
Prohibits retailers from selling lottery tickets for EBT transactions. It's the responsibility of the businesses and the state agencies and local municipalities that license and monitor these businesses. I have to tell you, in reading that, the fact that that even had to be added irritated me. The fact that that even had to be added, that beforehand, people were able to go to off-track betting.
And go to a titty bar.
Right. Now, it says the state auditor found that in 2012, before the law was in effect, there were 1,447 transactions at, quote, what appeared to be liquor stores, totaling $43,092. Now, I do not dismiss anyone for wanting some booze.
Okay, right.
Auditors could find, I'm just saying, right? But it really, that troubles me. There is
something to be said for, and we've talked about this so many times, about the politics of food.
Yes.
Like, there is something to be said with $7 at a fast food restaurant, you can eat a lot.
Of top ramen.
No, but you can eat a lot. I mean, you can really
fast get food. Like, you can eat a lot of, if you go to McDonald's for $7, you can get a big fat meal.
You can get a big, huge meal that's going to fill you up. Right. But if you went to $7 and you went somewhere for healthy, organic food, you're going to get one tomato.
But
if
organic food, but if you take
$7 and go to fries,
you
can get
but that's what I'm saying.
Rice the politics and beans of food. And potatoes and make meals
but those
for
are
a while.
All diabetic staples. And like, you're just, and all you just listed was starch,
filler.
Okay, but I'm also not talking.
You can also get meat. You can get turkey.
Diabetics also shouldn't be eating McDonald's
but
and French fries.
But if it's meat, you're in a better shape than you are with rice and beans. Like, I'm just saying, like, you have to look at it in terms of it's a big meal, and you don't know that they got an unsweetened iced tea as opposed to
no, you're right.
Soda.
You're absolutely right.
So, I mean, there is something to be said for because of the politics of the price of foods. Like,
yes.
When you want good quality vegetables, and that's the thing, is when you go to the grocery you're store right. and you have $25, you're not in the produce aisle mm-hmm. because all you bought
you can't
was
be.
Two tins yeah. of raspberries yeah. and a thing of grapes, and your budget's gone. But no. if you go down the cereal aisle yeah. and they have four boxes of cereal for $4, your kids are all diabetic, but guess what? They all just ate, and they're going to yeah. school with a meal. So there is that balance of, I see the point of staying away mm-hmm. from fast food, but then because of the way that we've politicized and priced all of our food, that yeah. is a good... Unfortunately, if you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken with $20...
At least you're getting chicken.
You can feed...
You're going to feed your whole fucking family.
So, you're getting just suela chicken, but I don't know what it is. But you also fed your family, and they may not have gotten... They may be eating something, you know, Mrs. Mooney has a meat pie shop. You don't know what you're going to get, but at least it's food.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can...
And this says, if I may, Kitty, this yeah. says that part
it's
of
It's called
this,
May I Just.
May I Just.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome.
Je
suis
incroyable.
Fuck off.
Welcome.
The main idea with this is that this allows households in which all members, and it has it underlined in here, all members are disabled, elderly, age of 60 and older.
Because your choices for getting out and getting
somewhere. Or homeless and receiving supplemental right. nutrition assistance benefit to purchase meals from participating restaurants and retailers. The DES, Department of Economic Security, elected to implement this option because many of the SNAP households, which is what it's called, are limited in their ability to prepare hot, nutritious meals for themselves, or in the case of households who are homeless, do not have a place to store
right.
or cook food.
Because I'm assuming homeless equates to kitchenless.
Right, yeah.
I would assume.
Just me genius, yeah.
Je fucking sweet. Now... But I mean, so when you hear yeah. that other part, I left that to the last because you look at it and it's very easy to kind of jump on it. But who is taking out? Because I know for a damn fact that they are playing that little card where I go somewhere and they're like, oh, honey, we need to see your ID. That's super cute, because no, you don't, and fuck off. But we card everybody, right?
Right.
But this EBT thing, are they really carding everybody?
Yeah,
for 60 and older? How do you gauge
so
homeless?
My opinion
how
is
do you
that
gauge homeless?
You, is that they're
somebody
like
walks in and says I'm
honing
homeless.
In and regulating like these really, really small pieces of
right.
this when it's a much bigger problem.
And they could be
and
they
we
could,
need to talk about how and how
exactly.
and to whom we are providing SNAP assistance and food stamp
yes.
assistance and not right not doing the weird little band-aids like oh well people sure. are abusing it at off-track bedding
well yeah
yes. that's a fucking
but
abuse.
But at the
or
same time if you're
Bourbon
single
Street.
if you're enjoying the EBT SNAP program and
yes.
you're single sometimes buying a bunch of groceries or if you
that's
have
right.
a job and you're single sometimes buying a lot of groceries and cooking leads to a lot of waste of food because
that's exactly right.
If you don't
which
shop
is actually
at Single Girl Safeway,
like
you're overcooking.
A whole nother problem about all of the environmental things, you know, all the environmental factors of food waste and
going and getting the groceries and having them in plastic bags
I just,
or in this and that.
Right,
and
so I just think that it's
so
a lot of times going to Chipotle and getting a veggie burrito to me is way easier and faster. And if I had an EBT card, I'd be like, you should be glad I'm here for $6.49.
Yeah.
Because all
right.
these ingredients would cost
one.
Me like $20, right.
right?
And the serves one would have been thrown.
Could feed
two, right?
And even though everybody knows I got food poisoning from eating week old leftovers, because I thought I was saving
right.
money, even
right.
though it had a sour taste, and I
right.
threw up for 2 days.
Right.
So,
but
I don't know. I at first when I read this because I know where I come from, and that whole Republican in East Mesa, and I went, oh, bullshit. Well, I'm not going to disagree.
Yeah.
And yet, at the same time, I don't disagree with
she. It's
right,
like,
right.
It's that to me, it's petty legislation that is you're promoting yourself. You're pandering to your base. You're like, yeah, fuck those people on welfare.
You don't deserve
fuck
to
them.
Have McDonald's.
Right, because
and they're not,
but it's not.
And are you coming?
But
story,
really, it needs to be.
My
I was
story
like, what
comes
the hell
in,
is that? I
there's like two parts. Are you
have to
are you being
little.
Judgy because you're like, oh, fast food is terrible and we can't eat there, and so you realize that a family of four that doesn't have a lot
yeah.
of money. KFC or Boston Market could be the answer to your $20 hungry family
and
thing.
And it's
or are you
warm
coming at from the Republican point
meal.
Of view of like you're,
you don't deserve it.
You don't deserve it.
You don't
right.
deserve to
don't
eat McDonald's.
Use public money for those things.
Yeah.
Right. right. So I mean that's
get a job and you can go buy a McDonald's.
Yeah, like right. oh yeah, McDonald's is for rich people. No,
look,
it's not. Or they would have a 99-cent menu, motherfuckers.
If we're
going to
give people financial support, we're going to give them financial support. It's just exactly the same way that college students get financial aid. They can spend it on books or rent or buy a new fucking
and they've
car
got a lot
or go
of
on
shit
vacation
to pay back though. So it's
similar
lots
but
different.
Well, yeah, but
I got $59,000.
Yeah, that's
back.
True, but I just
think of your food card. Like if you went away to college, you
yeah.
bought a food card.
There's a bigger problem with student
mm-hmm.
loans. There's
mm-hmm.
a bigger problem with,
you're right. with
homelessness
this.
And hunger, and
right.
it's all some bigger issues that.
No.
And if done correctly, your student loans lead to homelessness and hunger.
And also, it's yeah. really interesting, and I'll be done, but it's
yeah.
very interesting that.
You still
know,
have it on green.
It's like that Republican less government. But I'm going to tell you exactly what you can and cannot put in your mouth, because that's
right.
less government.
Because Big Brother, or shall we say 1984, doesn't have anything to say to you about what
and
you
anyone,
can and cannot
anyone who went to college was somebody that had a meal card.
Yeah.
They figured out day three, okay, I'll buy you your lunch with your meal card. You give me $20
yeah.
so I can
yeah.
go buy pot. And then you're
yeah.
always at school with that person mid-October to early October, depending on, you know, je suis la pot smoker.
Just we la toker.
But you could tell right away when somebody yeah. was like, I have no money for food. And you're like, you have a food card. I'm like, yeah, but I traded it for cash 2 months ago.
Sure.
Because
that was stupid.
No, but they wanted to go out. But they were the poor kids
that's
at school.
Right.
That the rich kids at school had didn't have a meal card. They had money for food. They had money to go out.
They
and
money
the kids
for pot.
That didn't
they
have money,
money for,
that's
you
all
know,
they had
yeah.
to offer that day that somebody was
that's
without
right.
money. They're like, I'll buy your hamburger. Give me
yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
And we can go out together.
I used
together.
To steal lunch, actually, so I would just steal it. And
I used to get hand jobs
thing.
In the dumpster for crack, but that's uh-huh. another
I gotta,
story.
I have
there's
to tell
that.
You, between the two of you, I just, God bless you.
Before we get to our final story and headlines, I want to
I never
let people know that I just
wrong.
Figured out that I can do this. And it sounds
it,
lovely.
It kind of. I was real glad.
It sounds
I'm
like
by
a bong.
Because it made me kind of have to pee.
So every time we should have. I should do a little sound effect. Record it. So when Al starts talking about je suis le pot smoker,
right,
huffing it through his bong.
Now, can yeah. I just point out your intelligence during this story? Because, oh my God, I used to be a big pot smoker.
Hmm.
If you put a little bit of bourbon in the bottom of your bong,
Wait, instead this is of like water, new.
Yeah, write this down.
Yeah.
In your bong, you don't
It'll
put water.
It'll taste like bourbon bong.
We used to put beer.
You put a little, bourbon's Apple. Better. You put bourbon, whiskey,
we were poor.
Rye. Well, Canadian whiskey is not expensive. You put it in the bottom, and then when you do it, it soothes
yeah,
the chest.
Yeah, where do you shop?
Oh,
you don't
so
get
nice.
The burn from water.
Oh.
You get a bourbon vapor.
Like a little vaporizer.
You get a little vaporized alcohol.
Sponsored by NyQuil.
I'm going to write this down.
Or Vicks Vaporub.
I'm just going to write that down.
It's similar to eucalyptus, but not.
Yeah. I haven't actually had a bong or hit a bong no. in a
I'm
while.
Gonna call
I in a while. I noticed there was a clarification
yeah, in
that.
In a while.
That was that last week.
I think
is
we're
that
in
last month. We don't know.
I'm pretty sure I'm in my second decade of not saying a bong, and that's a sad statement.
Yeah. I have a pipe.
I always remember
I have a pipe
apple.
At the ready.
I feel like
but
I'm like 15 years.
I always remember the apple.
That's 2 decades because we're only.
I used to make
we're
water
in the
bottle
decade,
bongs.
Sure.
Out of
we
like water bottles,
cans.
Pen caps, I would steal the socket wrench things from my dad.
Yes, maybe, the socket you know, wrench,
socket
and then the
wrench?
Screen
from the sink.
They would say,
"Wow,
you think stoners are stupid? Hand them a bag of pot
and
nothing
then
to smoke
them,
it
go.
With.
They get
watch
it
engineering happen.
The oh MacGyver.
So
by the way,
many
this
things.
Is such a good point.
There's
don't
not
people.
A piece of
going
fruit
on.
Or a pipe that's going to go unused yep. in their quest to
the Mountain Dew bottle and the ballpoint pen was the way
to
go.
Because they were clearly hanging out with the same kind of friends.
Oh, I know.
And for those furious. Active looking.
And for those of you that are listening, not watching, or not, or if you're listening later, the other person that
yeah,
some
that,
other person was really
bag
Aaron
of something.
And Joe. No, bag of nope had nothing to do with it.
Is that some
dun,
other
dun,
person?
Dun. No, that's Aaron from
no,
LA
it's
and Joe
Aaron
DeGanzic.
And Joe were playing a funny joke and it was very funny. Look at my
keep it going, guys. We like it.
All right.
I haven't been reading. That's awesome.
We're going to revisit.
Another person.
We're going to revisit last week just briefly because last week we talked about Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did a little investigative reporting and called Girl Scouts of America, the local chapter, because I was reading some things online about them. They've completely gone digital. I mean, you don't only have to be accosted by the army of little girls in the front of your local supermarket.
They're not all good.
Which, by the way, I didn't realize this. They have they have an abbreviated time of being out in front of those stores. It's normally longer than 6 weeks. This year, locally here in Phoenix, it's January 26th through March 8th is when you can find your little the little Girl Scouts in front of the stores.
January 26th, I've committed to memory. I don't need to write it down. Steel trap.
Yeah. But they've gone digital. There's actually now an app, free, download it, called Girl Scout Cookie Finder.
Where's my phone?
It is I don't know where your phone is.
Just sweet!
It'll sense where you are.
Sorry, I'll never
And it will
do that
tell
again.
You where the Girl Scout distributors are. Now, that's
I'm sorry, but finding a little girl
tell you where
on
little
your app.
Girls are. I have a problem with
there
this
it is.
App.
Danger. Oh,
that's
danger.
It. That's it.
Danger will pedophile.
So, in addition.
Installing now.
Danger
in addition,
will pedophile.
In addition. They have more that they've gone digital
Hi,
with.
Hi, Cal.
You can email. You can sign up through the Girl Scout Cookie website, and a local Girl Scout will reach out to you through the website.
Reach out and touch.
I'm going to get to this goddamn story.
Somebody's girl.
They will email you. You can make your purchase, and then the Girl Scouts will then deliver them to your house.
I'm
going to
pack my son. I'll be back.
You do not have to go there. Now, in addition, there's more.
Make this world a better place.
The local 13%. Chapter of the Girl Scouts is not yet on board with this.
No, there is more.
Nationally, they have released this year. It's the first year that you can order online and have them delivered by Girl Scouts in other markets. So you could send Girl Scout cookies
so
to your sisters.
Every pedophile is happy.
Why would I send Girl Scout?
No, no. I'm just saying.
Hang on a second. No. We need
stop
with the pedophile with the little girl.
You
thing.
Can
stop.
Okay, stop with the app.
You can go online.
Stop with the app.
Pay
for
buy cookies. Have them shipped to military personnel or other
like
people
that.
In most.
Tomo.
Oh my God! Can we get them to
get Girl Scout cookies in New Zealand?
But I don't know if they'll do international shipping aside from military. But we'll have to find out. But anyway,
get a military base. Come on.
The in-home delivery. For a fee, you can. They will mail them. They will ship it. Hang on a minute. I want to get this out because I actually.
I'm listening.
The Girl Scouts of America called me back today because I called them.
That's super exciting.
She said that not in all markets, but in most markets where Girl Scouts are available, they will still deliver them by hand to whoever you designate. Not all markets have this ability. Like, for example, bumfucked Wyoming, you can't send them to somebody who's 20 miles out of nowhere.
Right.
But again, Order online. You can buy them in any market. What really got me going on this today was I looked online and there's a smart little girl, Keelan, I think is her name. Mm-hmm. She is the little girl who did the video, which it's a cute video. She's standing like in the corner of a room and she does this little speech about all the cookies. They're trying to sell, or she personally was trying to sell 1,000 boxes of cookies.
I kind
of
want to buy cookies from her.
I do, just to help her. And when I looked earlier today, she was just under 100 boxes sold already, which I thought was very cool.
I'm going to up that bitch's number.
So that's when I called the local chapter here and found out that they are not doing, because they weren't ready for it, they aren't doing the digital or the online ordering locally yet. But they can. You can do email. You can go to the website for Girl Scouts, which I had it posted. But anyway, if you do Girl Scout cookies, whatever city you're in, you'll be able to find a way to get on an email list. They will, a Girl Scout will reach out to you, get you signed up. You can buy your cookies online, and they will hand deliver them to you.
All right, this is no joke. Right. I am literally having dinner tomorrow night with the CEO and Google the CEO of the Girl Scouts.
Your friend.
I'm going to dinner with her tomorrow night.
I love it. And anybody that knows me,
let me tell you, I got my finger on the pulse of the
Kat
Girl Scouts.
Carlson.
Yes.
Dr. Ben.
Yes.
Anybody that knows me knows that I'm totally joking about this.
Well,
there are just so many little euphemisms that go along crazy. And it's like,
everything he said sounded wrong.
I
get that. Yeah. I'm just letting you know that it's just because of that can we stop eating the box?
Where do we find...
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's a fine line between like the funny euphemism and the funny play on words and like just sexualizing little girls.
I'm
with you on that one. All of these things he said sounded like
awful.
A lot of them, vaguely.
Yes. And that's exactly why I go
there. But we don't need to be doing a podcast and screaming pedophiles while talking about...
I totally get that.
But if it makes us go viral.
Because honest to God, as I'm watching, watching Into the Woods, I'm like, anybody? Are you not?
No, you should be because that is exactly what that is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Aaron's like, I didn't get that.
That song is about it.
Oh, yeah. It's about the...
How do you not get that? Pedophile.
I'm with you.
It's the whole thing. So, like, wait, I have two questions. So, Keelan, right, so I want to watch her video and buy her cookie, Girl Scout cookies from her. So, how do I find her? I Googled Keelan Girl Scout cookies.
It's on the show webpage.
Yeah, I posted a link to it today earlier on our Facebook page itself.
Additionally, I want to share this because I feel like it is a sign. I went to look up the Girl Scout Cookie Finder on my phone, and instead I got a pop-up that said calorie counter and diet tracker.
Stop! Abort!
Take a picture of it.
MyFitnessPal could not be downloaded at this time. Like, it's preventing me from buying...
Because you have MyFitnessPal on there?
It's, like, preventing me from buying this app.
That is funny.
Mine's going
to be like, we're gonna discontinue Weight Watchers go with...
Mine came up and said, how fast can you get in your car?
Mine said, meet the cookies.
Meet the cookies.
There is something mentally wrong with you if you turn the box of Girl Scout cookies to the calorie page.
To the nutrition
information.
Then you
obviously missed fucking phone.
Oh my God, that's missed the point of the joy.
It is.
Then you have to do math because they only give you the calories for like two cookies, and then I have to count how many cookies are in a sleeve.
Yeah.
Well, of course you stopped at two cookies.
Yeah, why?
Clearly.
Aren't there 25 in a thin mint sleeve?
Every time.
Why would you?
Shut up.
Who's stopping?
I didn't stop. I'm so busy ignoring calorie counts and Girl Scout cookies. I'm just stopping you before you said anything.
No.
But I think it's so cool that you go online, you can order, buy, pay for, and have a surprise sent to somebody across the country. I think that's so cool.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
I mean, if my grandma was still alive, I think it'd be so fun. Well, hell, I can ship it to my mom.
It would be.
No, but you're exactly right. I think that's fantastic. And I love the fact that when you said military base, you won me over, because I think that's so cool. Especially...
I thought Tomo, but I'm glad you're all...
No.
I was with Bag of Nope thinking people could send us cookies.
But I think we can get...
By the way, God bless all of you.
Maybe Tomo, if you're listening now or later, let us know if you have any interest in any... Go to Girl Scouts and figure out the cookie. And if you have any that you think... We're going to send you Thin Mints regardless, because that's what we're going to do.
That's what you do.
But Thin Mints,
But let us know if you hate coconut.
If any of the other ones are something you're interested in, by all means, we'll ship them to you with Pop-Tarts.
Or if there's an Air Force base close by. Because apparently
we're going to buddy you up with a military
guy. Done.
Maybe you like semen. We've never asked.
Wait.
In a past life.
I'm just
You're like, a dirty girl.
I'm not.
You are a dirty girl.
I'm so excited for the Wednesdays. Next hour of this show.
Yeah. Other people are just excited for us to end this hour. I'm going to go. We're going to do the crossover early so we can come out of this and go into entertainment and just not look back. I'm going to make another drink. I'm going to have another potato chip. Katie, would you like another potato chip?
It's potato, but maybe.
All right, good.
Maybe.
Holy shit. I just feel like I'm almost exhausted from this hour. And I was hoping that we would be more jocularity. I don't know what you're doing. It's the show.
We've been laughing this whole hour until somebody made us pedophiles.
Apparently,
that was my fault.
It's the show. End of hour two. It's Katie, Kat, Marnie, and Al. I'm Clayton, at the helm of this fucked up ship. And we're going to do a little turnaround, do a little station ID, come back with entertainment from Al Perkins and more things. And other people will be in the chat room. Don't go away, freaks.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America. This is Hugh Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening again, everybody. 9 o'clock on the old atomic clock on the wall. It's The Show. We are coming to you live right now from Phoenix, Arizona, in the lovely Valley of the Sun. It was a little rainy today, but mostly sunny. We're getting back to our sunny days. Like I said, it's The Show. This is
warm and damp.
Beginning of
more wasted days than wasted nights.
Thank you, Freddie Fender.
All right.
It's The Show. It's hour three. We're running very late, but we don't care. We've got plenty of time. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick off this segment. It's Al Perkins and something he likes to call entertainment.
Entertainment! All right. Well, it's Oscar season, so we're not going to talk about anything but that. We have Guild Award nominees. The Oscar nominees are this Thursday morning. I have a couple of movie reviews for you. I have a recap of the Globes and next week's drinking word, which I won't share. And a comedian died that I didn't know.
Yeah, you did.
And entertainment. Well, I knew him, but I didn't care. But his obituary told me I should not care.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So he's dead, and I didn't. So if you knew him, God bless you. He was friends with a lot of people.
Kind of like when Gilbert Gottlieb dies, I'll be like, eh.
Yeah. All right, so we'll start with...
or maybe that's wrong.
Now, as everybody knows, the Golden Globes are voted on by 72 people that no one's sure who they are, but Wes Anderson had a very funny speech and he named out some of their names. And the Golden Globes now come out. They used to be aired before the nominations were announced, or before the nomination ballots were in and needed to be mailed in. So a lot of people would watch the Golden Globes, have a drink, and just write down who they picked.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times... A win at the Golden Globes didn't mean you were going to get an Oscar, but oftentimes it meant you would get a nomination because people would be like, oh, well, I guess she's good. But because of the weighted system that we've talked about year after year of how the nominations are done and the 5-4-3-2-1 and you have to pick your number ones and all that bullshit, and the fact that the Oscar nominations ballots closed last Thursday... So there was no way for the wins to have any effect on the movies. They kind of are their own animal. It's all drunk. It's all funny. But we'll talk about them later. But
they
the big
Tina
one.
Tina Fey, come on.
So and, funny. Yeah, but the Amy Producers Poehler. Guild announced their nominees for Best Picture. And the Producers Guild comes pretty close. Everyone can nominate Best Picture. The Producers Guild is just the specific guild. And the producer is the person who wins Best Picture. Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon has a very strong chance of having 3 Oscar nominations this year. She's probably going to end up with 2 Oscar nominations, so keep an eye out, because she produced Gone Girl, and she produced Wild, and Wild might be...
Back up. She produced... And you may have said that,
yeah,
but
I
did not.
She bought the rights to Gone Girl and was supposed to be the girl that's gone, but when...
she was supposed to be the...
When lead. David Fincher... What? David Fincher?
Sounds familiar. Idea.
It sounds familiar.
Famous
but I
director,
don't know.
And I can't think of his name, but he did Fight Club. He did Benjamin Button. He did Seven. All these movies.
Anything
he told
with
her,
Brad Pitt. yeah. for 500
works,
hours.
Yeah, works yeah. a lot with Brad Pitt. He told David her Fincher. She was not nice. She was not right for this movie.
I don't think she would have been after having seen it.
Right,
yeah.
because, yeah, America's Sweetheart, maybe not the way to go.
Yeah.
But she stayed on as producer, and okay. she will get her Brad Pitt, Leonardo okay. DiCaprio Oscar okay. nomination. But she also produced Wild.
Right, I
and
knew that part.
She's an she's in another movie I'm going to do a review on. So this turns out, without knowing it, was the buy one Reese Witherspoon, get one free year. That you just didn't know about.
Yeah, but we didn't know.
So the Producers Guild gives us a little bit of a crystal ball into good bets for Best Picture, and they don't stop at five, so it's a really accurate look. They're usually, like, of their 10, they're usually 60% right. They nominated American Sniper, Bradley Cooper, Clint Eastwood. Could be the sleeper. It's doing really well in limited release. The trailers got out on time, which turns out is what you have to say now about... Guild Awards is whether or not they got their trailers out in time. Birdman lost a little bit of momentum with the Globes, but I doubt that loss of momentum is going to carry on. Boyhood, probably your best picture for the year.
You think in Oscars?
Yeah, I think Boyhood is kind of marching up to this is the movie that's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with it, but oh well. Foxcatcher, Gone Girl, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Mm-hmm. And I would really look for The Grand Budapest Hotel to be where on Thursday morning there's always a gasp or two in the audience for a nominee or a round of spontaneous applause when something that was an outside shot gets the nomination. Look for your applause to come during The Grand Budapest Hotel. And I think the drumbeat has been going on so long on fan pages that they're hard-pressed to ignore this movie.
People really applauded for it at the Globes.
Right.
Like, it was, like, a lot of, you know, and they were, like, running down the categories or the nominees in each category. It was, like, the one that always got
And it's the one that all the... Because I'm on a couple different movie fanboy pages on Facebook, and it's the one that everyone... And I liked Moonrise Kingdom better.
Yeah.
I thought The Grand Budapest Hotel was a little bit too Wes Anderson. I'd like you just it's just it just never stops being a Wes Anderson movie. It's kind of like when Tim Burton goes off the deep end and just makes a Tim Burton movie.
Right.
This to me was just too much. Like
yeah.
Moonrise Kingdom was sweet and the love story could shine through. Nothing can shine through the Wes Anderson-ness. But it might be time to acknowledge the fact that people like Wes Anderson movies and this is the movie that does it. The Imitation Game, which I think is the one that's cresting at the right time. It's peaking just right. The box office is incredibly strong.
I'm like was super lost even watching the trailer.
Well, it's for the gays, and it's a guy. It's the man who built the first computer, and he's the one that his team broke the code of the German code breakers, and they've made a couple movies about the German code and how they used it. And there have been different factions, but the main person was, his name is Alan T. I can't remember what the last name is. I don't even know her last name. But his name is Alan T. And he is the father of the computer, but he was gay and he was in the closet. And when he came out, he was being investigated for something completely unrelated. It was like a mishap with a hooker. A male
okay.
prostitute.
Yeah, well.
He was being investigated, and they accidentally, instead of finding out that he had lied about his war record, which is he was a spy, so his war record was suspect, and they were in the era of looking for people who had like misplaced their war record. They found out he was homosexual, and the zealots prosecuted him for being a homosexual, and he was chemically castrated and eventually committed suicide.
Wow.
Alan T. Sherman.
No, it's not Sherman.
No, it's not Sherman. Turing? Are you looking for Alan Turing?
Alan Turing. So it's this story that has been not told for a long time because Great Britain doesn't want to admit that they kind of executed a homosexual that saved the war, and he had no family. So, like, no, there was no one there to champion his cause. But everyone that they called computers, what's his last name?
Turing.
They were called Turing machines for a long time. They came to computer much later in life. But most computers were called Turing machines until... for a long time because of him. Nightcrawler makes it again. So Nightcrawler, the movie that I saw and told all of you, great movie, mm-hmm. no one's going to acknowledge this, is going to die on the vine, is not dying on the vine. Everyone that saw it with me was like, this is a great fucking movie. I don't think that's going to make it into the best picture. But and then there's The Theory of Everything that will. And Whiplash is your little indie darling that who knows whether or not Whiplash.
Yeah,
Whiplash,
but that actually looks pretty cool.
It's fantastic. And J.K. Rowling is, not J.K. Rowling, J.K. Simmons is your
Oscar
he
win?
Lock. Yes,
he did.
He is your Oscar lock.
Yep.
That category is off the table because also, that movie is so good and he's so good in it.
Also, and Cake looks like a movie I want to see, which yeah, I didn't know anything about.
Me too.
Yeah.
And not just because of Jennifer Aniston. Like, when the background was kind of explained a little. Have you seen that? Do you know anything about it?
No, it comes out in Arizona this Friday.
Okay.
It's been a very limited release. They were hoping for a Golden Globe win.
Yeah.
They were kind of hoping they would play the star card and pick Jennifer Aniston, and then it was going to be the whole thing. She's your number five. She could get bumped out of the best actress race, but keep an eye out for her because I don't think she will. But she's the one that's the most likely to get the boot.
Okay.
In your best actress race. I'm trying to think if there's anything exciting from the so that's the Producers Guild. You're done there. The Writers Guild, you never have to pay attention to because the Writers Guild, they're still on like communism levels where you have to be American, you have to be in a union. They won't nominate outside of the union, so their nominees never make sense. They'll like Quentin Tarantino won't join the Writers Guild. He doesn't like their rules, so he can't get nominated. So you can't follow the Writers Guild and figure out who's going to be nominated for an Oscar. They very often go with the also-rans.
What kind of rules doesn't he like? I mean,
because the rules with the Writers Guild are very strange. We could do a whole show about it. But like, if you ever see a movie written by this person, is it Ampersand? How do you say the thing, the symbol?
Ampersand.
Mm-hmm. Ampersand name, and then the word and then the name. Yeah. Ampersand means that those two people wrote the movie together.
Okay.
And means this person was someone hired to write without them. Mm. If they use the ampersand, they wrote as a team.
Okay.
And wrote separately, which means called in for rewrites. Which is what Carrie Fisher used to do back in the day. But she wouldn't campaign to get... Carrie Fisher was famous for rewriting. If you ever Google all the movies she rewrote, and no one wanted her to get credit, and she wouldn't go through the process of like campaigning to get her name on the title cards,
yeah,
that's the process you have to go through. So a lot of people protest the Writers Guild, because you have to say to them, I contributed this. This is the original screenplay. This is what I wrote.
Now look what's different.
You have to go through the whole thing, and a lot of people disagree with that.
It is so political. I just... And not even political, but just all of the like weird rules.
But, I mean, in the guilds, no one will go... Everyone is always for the guilds. Everyone is, like, pro-union in L.A. But the first time that something needs money, like Hannibal, The X-Files... Hundreds of shows that you ask, like, this movie takes place in this city. Where is it really filmed? It's filmed in Toronto, Northern Ontario, most of the time Vancouver.
Yeah.
They're filmed The Walking Dead to avoid union laws films in Georgia. Wow. They literally are in outside of Atlanta in the fields. Lost was filmed exclusively in Hawaii. Like, all these shows, like, the people are all like, they're all about the guild. But then when it comes time to do it, they don't want to do it,
yeah.
So the X-Files, when it got popular, David Duchovny said, I'm not filming in Vancouver anymore in the middle of the night in the freezing cold. We're going to make L.A. look like D.C.,
yeah,
which it doesn't. So there's a season where all of a sudden everyone outside is warm. Yeah. And you can tell there's no more seeing your breath. Gillian Anderson's not freezing to death behind a tree pretending she's in... It's supposed to be winter in Virginia. She was playing winter in Vancouver. Now you're in winter in L.A.
Yeah.
And
it's like 75.
They CGI the breath. Right? Yeah. It's very strange. So that's your big Guild Awards.
Unlike Fargo.
Right.
Isn't that what you talked
Fargo,
about?
Fargo, right. It was filmed in northern in Canada.
Right.
And they filmed it during the polar vortex.
Winter. Right.
I remember we talked about The Following, too, that was filmed during the vortex.
That's right.
That they would have to hold an umbrella because they couldn't, the blizzard would start and they'd be filming, like say Kat and I were filming. They would film her scenes with me talking and I'm looking at her. But I wouldn't be there. I would stand behind the camera, say my lines, and you'd get all her reaction shots.
Sure.
And then they would do the same thing for me.
So you're looking, and no one's like.
And most of the time, the person that you're looking at the back of the head is the body double. You're not. If it's just the back of the head, and it's not a two shot of both of us, the back of the head is someone wearing the wig. Because you don't want to stand out. You're not doing anything. You're just reading like, you're a whore. But the camera's on her.
Right.
So
he
you
meant
can
that
just,
with love. He meant it with love.
So you can just stand back behind the camera in your bathrobe and say, you're a whore. And she has to react. And they just need the back of the head of someone who's done
another
up.
Person.
Right. So when they did that with The Following, it kept having a blizzard. So the person on the other side would be like, well, we can't match the snow. It's not currently blizzarding on the streets of New York. So that person holds an umbrella.
Yeah.
Because you have to, there can't be that background because it's no longer snowing like that, and we're not going to pay for all that snow.
Yeah.
So it's just so funny. Whenever you see someone in famously Arrested Development did all that because Portia de Rossi changed her hair three times during the filming.
Oh, yeah.
So she kept wearing a wig. So if you watch Arrested Development, the fourth season.
The new episodes?
Yeah.
Oh,
she constantly has a wig on.
Because that wig is so bad.
But it's because they're filming over 6 months and she had to change her, she changed her hair and she would show up. And sometimes it's a double because she's not there for filming. So like just so it just became that funny joke of throw this wig on because we can't explain
Portia de Rossi's wig was so bad.
So if you're watching that.
Also her weird plastic surgery, but that's a whole
part of the joke of Arrested Development is that wig and it makes it funnier.
It made
me uncomfortable. Okay, so that's the only time that they never did that was Sex and the City. Those girls, they're famous for showing up for each other's scenes. So when they did the table scenes where they sat around a table, they would get in makeup and sit there for someone else's reaction shots and do full-on acting. And that's Sex and the City's big claim to fame is that they did that. So then we get to the Golden Globes. Again, these have no bearing on the awards because of the timing now. The Oscars wanted to get out of the shadow. They don't want you to have seen like the same people win every time. And the Golden Globes decided they're going to play with this, and they went full tilt crazy. They went outside the box, and they can't even see the box from where they're standing. Couple things. Boyhood won Best Picture Drama, which I think everyone agrees is going to be your Best Picture of the year, unless Selma really builds up some momentum. Grand Budapest Hotel beat Birdman, where Birdman is really your number two slot for Best Picture. So that was a huge surprise. Selma, if it gets momentum, has the right storyline. It's a biopic. It's got everything.
Selma
isn't peaking. It's not. Right. Just not,
I didn't think so.
It's not peaking. The box office isn't that great. They're opening at the right time, but Selma's just not delivering the way that. Like if you just watch the trends right now, The Imitation Game is the movie that's peaking.
Your Cumberbatch.
The box office is going the right way. Cumberbatch is on a hot streak. He's in every movie.
Yeah.
He wins awards when other people are supposed to win. And people are talking about The Imitation Game. That's the movie that's peaking right now, where it should be Selma, and it's not. But Birdman may have been like a month too early.
It peaked early.
But it may have peaked early.
That's what he said.
Keaton won. Yeah.
But that's best actor in a comedy. That's your lock. Like you're right. Okay. We'll get there.
Can I also?
But I've been saying that all along. Your lock is Michael Keaton is. You have two choices, and we get to best performance by actor in a motion picture drama. The Theory of Everything. Eddie Redgrave. He's young. He's playing a tard or someone with a mental disability. It's a true story.
He's also Little Les Mis guy.
Right, but what I'm saying, but you know the rules. You have to play Holocaust, real person. You have to play mentally disabled. If you're gay, you have to die, which is where The Imitation comes in, The Imitation Game. You have to be a straight man playing a gay man, and you have to suffer. You can't be a happy gay man. Like, you have to suffer for your art.
I'm just reading.
Okay.
And but here's my question. I kind of felt sad for Michael Keaton when he was winning that award, because I haven't obviously seen the movie, but they showed the clips, and I feel like that's his life.
By the way, it is his life. And I think that's...
Oh, my God. This
I'm
is...
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for not anymore.
Honest to God, go to see this movie. I can't believe I have not convinced you. It is so funny.
You talked about it.
I just don't have time for all these movies.
Genius. So it's 90 minutes. It's genius cinematography. It's genius. But the thing is it's laugh out loud funny. Like, it's...
Because it makes himself? Or about him?
No, it has nothing to do with him.
It's just funny.
Somebody had the good sense to pick the man that played Batman. But it has nothing to do with him.
Okay.
It's just a funny coincidence.
So it's remarkably coincidental.
That he also had
played a superhero and didn't stay around for sequels. But he's not making some megalomaniac. It's about a guy trying to put on a show on Broadway that's failing around him. The backstory of him playing a superhero is
Birdman
amusing.
Is the whole.
Okay.
But the point is in one long shot and it never stops. Like, as they go down the stairs of the theater, onto the stage, they switch sides. It's all one. It looks like a 90-minute one shot.
Okay.
That no one stops. So they never leave the theater. They go up to the roof to have a conversation, smoke a cigarette, come back down the stairs. And it's all choreographed. Mm. And the camera follows them. And the movie's about this guy trying to put on a really shitty, highbrow play that nobody wants to see because he's sick of being known as
Birdman.
The guy that used to be Birdman.
Hashtag Batman.
Right. And so the Birdman thing is just a funny thing, and how he falls apart because he's dealing with an egotistical actor, a drug-addicted daughter, a crazy ex-wife, and co-stars he can't stand. And it's brilliant, and it's so much fun.
Also, just going to throw out that Stephen Hawking isn't a tard.
I know, but I'm on disability.
No. Just throwing that
I know.
Out.
There's
just
a little bit of humor in it. Clarification. But you just have
throwing
that out.
Clarification. No, we've already had one soapbox today.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Because Holocaust or Tard are a surefire winner. Because I'm sorry, Forrest Gump.
Holocaust is pretty much always a winner.
Yeah, Tard is always a good one, too.
Dirt.
And, black, it's, not
and they're
so
usually
much.
Offensive because Rain Man.
I feel like black is not quite as much, but Holocaust.
Black? You can't play black. You have to be black.
That's not true. They used to play black.
Well,
black
and,
issue.
And,
right?
Like,
the
black civil issue rights issues.
Black Al Jolson.
Black issues. Gay issues used to be hot. Not really, but I feel like Holocaust
you, if,
always.
If you win for a gay guy, you have to suffer and die and you have to be straight. Tom Hanks and William Hurt famously for Kiss the Spider-Man.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
You can't be a gay man playing a gay man and you have to suffer.
Normal Heart.
Jared Leto.
Oh, right, yeah, that's the newest. But and if you're going to do like a black rights thing, you have to be a supporting actress.
Okay, yeah, because you're not going to win.
You're not going to win.
That's so interesting. That's true.
So Eddie Redmayne wins, but look for Michael Keaton is his stiffest conversation again. Your kicker is if Selma all of a sudden catches fire at the... Selma has to get the nominations on Thursday, and then if that movie becomes a topic of conversation...
I want to go out and watch it, just so that...
We're going to get to a review of that in a minute, but you all interrupt me all the time. So Birdman won...
What?
No, but I appreciate you for listening, because interrupting me means you paying attention, so I'm very happy. Julianne Moore won for Still Alice, a movie that no one has seen, and I always think this is cheating. This is a movie that no one has seen. It did its one-week run in L.A., and they're waiting for awards to bring it out. So it's going to open in like February for something that we should all be seeing and talk about. I think it's cheating.
I feel
but
like
the same
that
with
is
cake.
Yeah.
It's the same with cake. Big Cheers. Eyes. Amy Adams is a surprise win here. Not really a surprise
that
win. It was
cool.
A weak category. But Big Eyes was good. I saw that last week. I just don't think this is her Oscar movie.
Mm.
But if Jennifer Aniston doesn't get the fifth spot in the nominations,
it'll
be because Amy Adams took that spot. Whiplash, J.K. Simmons. This category is so... J.K. Simmons' category, and there's no one else even in the same stratosphere. Like he's too...
Just going to win.
Yeah, he's too far above. There's talk now that when the nominations come out, Steve Carell will be bumped to supporting actor where he belongs for Foxcatcher, and he still won't win. But there is talk now that when the nominations come out, people are voting for Steve Carell. Because you can... People suggest, I want to be nominated here, and then you nominate them where you want them. And there's a lot of talk from people that interview people that vote in the Academy that people are bumping Steve Carell down to supporting actor, even knowing he loses in both races. He doesn't have a shot in either race. But he never won an Emmy for The Office. So this man, like, people don't vote for him.
Which is really sad because that was very groundbreaking.
Yeah, but for some reason, Steve Carell doesn't win awards of any kind. Patricia Arquette won for Boyhood. I think this is your other guarantee at the Oscars is Boyhood. You always have to make sure that your great movie has one clear front winner that can't lose, and I think
that's her.
This is her. Best Director, Boyhood, Richard Linklater. I think that this is going to go to Birdman for Inarritu because I really don't think anyone's going to pass up. You either have somebody that took 12 years to make a movie that was kind of boring, or you have a guy
which
that,
is a cool idea.
Cool idea.
Really
or you
knew.
Have this guy that made this 90-minute cinematic achievement. It's the Alfonso Cuarón from last year.
Also, he's
Gravity.
Foreign. People love it, right?
No,
is that
no,
another thing?
No,
foreigners, we love
not.
It?
First,
don't like foreigners.
Do not like foreign directors.
What?
Only British. Yeah, they don't win.
But didn't he win at the Globes?
No.
In Inarritu? What did he win for?
He won Best Screenplay.
Okay.
Which he has a shot at. But if you watch Birdman, the directing is amazing. And the fact that they do these, it looks like it's all one... Shot.
He's directing near like Steven Sondheim. Not him.
Spielberg. And
that
I don't
kind
like
of thing.
Him either. Like he had to choose
like
way to win
Oscar. But like that kind
of like
a director.
Sondheim and Spielberg.
You know.
Very different. Yeah,
Stevens.
He's got a couple, but
same
he's been...
Same initials.
He's been,
Shame Shang.
Spielberg has always been more snubbed than he's been awarded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because most people are like, stop with the sunrise.
Sunrise.
Now here's where all the
sunset.
All the surprises. Yeah. Best animated film, How to Train Your Dragon 2. What? Over the Lego movie and Big
Hero
6. I was
so surprised.
But
when,
in fairness, you said that you had not seen all of the other ones.
No, but still, like,
but the
I read
movie
Gold
was awesome.
I read Gold Derby. Everything is awesome. I read all the Gold Derby stuff and right. No one picked this movie. Like,
I was really surprised because that was the one that I was like, oh, I know who got this one.
No,
and How to Train Your Dragon was good.
And if not, it was good, but I'm just saying, like, usually it's Disney that wins or somebody from left field. And
Pixar.
This was,
well, but How to Train Your Dragon is DreamWorks, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not Disney. That's
no, I know it's not. I know it's not Disney, but that's Shrek. That's Dragons. Like that's
It was a surprise. Like, seriously, when I listened to GoldDerby.com,
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, they were all like out of their minds.
Is DreamWorks Ron Howard?
Well, that's Imagine. DreamWorks is Spielberg, Katzenberg, Geffen.
Yeah.
Best performance by an actor in a television series, House of Cards, Kevin Spacey. If anybody else won, I would have shot my TV.
I was so excited.
He was fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I just really love him so much.
Actor in a miniseries or motion picture, Fargo, Billy Bob Thornton. Big surprise, but great show.
I thought that was awesome.
We all loved it.
I was excited about that.
Actor in a television series, comedy or musical, Transparent, Jeffrey Tambor. He was one of your locks.
Yeah.
Tell me about Transparent again, because
Transgendered on Amazon Prime.
Right.
Read Aaron's comment about the top one there.
Oh, yeah, and I'm just saying the Lego movie was just so creative and so original, and it just stuck to that one joke so well.
Yeah.
But I don't see a lot of cartoons, and I
love
it's rare that I would
movies.
See a cartoon and comment on, that's a great screenplay. Like, it wasn't just that I liked the movie, it was the fact that, like, I was noticing the other portions of it, and it had big box office. I think Big Hero 6 might win the Oscar. Honestly, I haven't seen it, but it's Disney, and it's made a huge amount of money. I don't even know what it's about. I'm not a cartoon person, so I'm out on this one.
I'm going to guess the sixth Big Hero.
We would imagine.
Just a guess.
It's really good, though.
I'm very bad on cartoons.
Feng Shui.
Je suis not good at cartoons. Best performance by an actress in a television series drama. This was the huge upset of the evening.
Attaboy, Aaron.
The Affair, Ruth Wilson, animation, whatever. Once Howard Ashman died, I've not been on board. I do not enjoy animation at all. Once he died, he kind of took the medium with him. But The Affair, Ruth Wilson, huge surprise. This should have been the anointing of Viola Davis, but it turns out everyone realizes the show's not that great. It's just a really juicy soap opera with a really good lead lady.
And Viola Davis is great, but I like Ruth Wilson, and I just think she's really beautiful. But
the Golden Globes, like, they're trying to get movie stars on screen. The Golden Globes are 72 people that no one knows. They just want publicity.
Yeah.
So nominating someone that five of us can't pick out of a lineup.
I have no idea.
This is not how the Golden Globes works.
Yeah.
They nominate Angelina Jolie for everything. Golden Globes are a joke.
That's why this was kind of weird. And I know you always say that. It's like, and that's the other thing I was thinking the whole time. And of course they joked about, like, who are these people? And I was thinking that the whole time. I'm like, this doesn't matter.
If the phrase, who the fuck is that, should never happen at the Golden Globes.
Right.
The only thing that should happen is the show that everybody
likes.
Except
that guy that came out and said that was very funny.
Right, the president
of
the HFPA.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing that it happens is they're ones to champion. Like, they're the ones that said the X-Files. Like, the Golden Globes got the X-Files. They're the ones that take the little show that everyone's watching. Jane the Virgin. They're the ones that take the show that everyone watches, but the Emmys are too snubby to nominate. This is where the Golden Globes are good for TV. They're shitty at movies. But for TV, and if a movie star is on the list, the movie star wins.
Yeah.
Because they want clips of Angelina Jolie. They don't want this woman. They don't want some schlubby-looking British woman on the TV. They want Angelina Jolie to win everything. That's why we thought Jennifer Aniston might win.
Yeah.
As I'm lecturing you.
I kind of wish that I had Aaron's number. I just kind of want to text him.
Oh, yeah. No, he wasn't an animator, but he stopped writing the lyrics for the... I know who Howard Ashman is. He died of AIDS in, like, 1990 after halfway through Aladdin. He's the one that wrote the lyrics.
Because I didn't know who he
was. And when they switched Howard Ashman for Tim
Aladdin.
Rice
yeah.
for Aladdin...
Got it.
I can tell you which songs are Howard Ashman and which songs are Tim Rice, and I still lost interest. So put it back in your pants, Aaron.
Yeah, but that's why...
That's why I don't like it, is because every moment, red letter... Howard Ashman would have killed himself before he wrote every moment, red letter.
Let's see, did he do, like...
He wrote You Never Had a Friend Like Me.
That was so good.
I want the monkeys, come see the monkeys. Like, you know what I mean? You can tell when you're dealing with clever and when you're dealing with some retard that can rhyme. Like, sorry. Everything at post Howard Ashman.
And we're really proud of the retards that can rhyme. Like, good for them.
They're doing great for themselves.
Jane the Virgin, a show that everybody's talking about. Everyone's trying to catch up with on the CW. It's a CW's first win. Matt Bomer finally wins an award.
Gorgeous. But also, just eye candy.
Another huge upset, but it was a rape storyline, which rape is always a good way to win an award. Downton Abbey for Joanne Froggatt. This sounds insensitive, but it really is how you win awards. Best television series, comedy, or musical, Transparent wins, and then The Affair wins best drama, to the shock of the entire room. Like,
I must have missed that.
And a show that I was like, I don't want to watch that. That looks dull. Wins. I know. Thank you.
Yeah. Just sweet, bag of note.
So we're done with this. Now we'll do two quick movie reviews. Selma, very good. Standard biopic. I guess it's the first time on film that it hit, there has ever been a film about Martin Luther King Jr. I was not aware of that. I thought there had been one. Everybody is good in it. The one thing that kept throwing me out of my seat was that V from Orange is the New Black, the greatest villain of all time on TV, plays a good guy, and I kept waiting for her to turn around and, like, shiv somebody. Like, it just kept throwing me that, like, to me, like, she was so good on Orange is the New Black season two that I kept being taken out of my spot. Yes. I wanted her to be a villain.
I've seen her in other things, and I'm, like, thrown.
Yeah,
I really wanted Adubo, I'm going to say it wrong. I wanted her to win.
Adobo.
Oh, Uduwada, yeah.
I really wanted her to win.
That's why I said it was a big upset that she didn't get that award. But
wait, who won in her place?
I don't remember.
Udo.
Oh no, it was Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yes. And the funny thing about the honorable woman
is when those awards were announced, the guy that was sitting there on ETV was like, "I have to Google this. I've never even heard of this show.
I have never heard of it. It's on Netflix now.
I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even on the awards radar.
By the
radar.
Way, that's where I put my radar.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Al never mentioned that.
No. So. I did the same thing. Kelly asked me now. She's like, what did Al say about this movie?
The reporter that was reporting on it was like,
He's our own Siskel and Ebert.
He actually said, "I have to Google this. I've never heard of this performance.
What is it? I'm Googling it right now,
It's on Netflix right now.
By the way, Clayton, if you want to ever make money off any of this shit, you need to make a show for Al and Buddy. A new Siskel and Ebert.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Oh, he will. He'd love it immediately.
And so would Buddy. And every now and again have Barbara show up. But aside from that.
But Barbara just cares about if people talk during the movie.
Well, I get that.
But and so Selma. Talk about that. So anyway. Selma, really, really strong, solid. There's just, it's, I think it's very important that everyone see it. That's if you have a friend that's like, "Oh my God, why are we talking about rape relations? They've been over since the 1800s. No, this is like within our lifetime. And it really is an important story about Selma. I was just at the inauguration. I was at an inaugural party in 2012 where in the speech he says, "From Birmingham to Selma, from this to this."
Yeah, yeah.
And the black guy next to me said, "Selma Hayek is there?" And I'm like, "Oh my God."
Wow. Yeah.
Literally, those are the words that come out of
that hashtag history. Something. Hashtag lose that tube.
Well, but no, the fact that there's somebody there's somebody old enough to drink at a party that thinks
doesn't know about their own history.
Right. If you don't know what Selma means to your right to vote, you're in a lot of fucking trouble. But it's really well done. Oprah has a very small part.
That would be like a woman going, "Who's, you know, what, 1920?
Yeah, exactly.
What about it?
I don't know what a suffragette is."
Right. So anyway, but exactly.
It's a very well done movie. It just it's not a particularly like fantastic script. It's not like it's just a good movie. It could have been on it could have been on Lifetime. It could have been anywhere. It's a very good solid movie. It's just not like.
I feel like it was during the acceptance speech when they won for the song, but I don't think that was it. When someone said, "Well," and maybe it was like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler talking about it, and they're like, "And, you know, we also want to talk about how great Selma is. And we talked about race relations, and now everything's great, and we're moving forward. Yeah. Everything's perfect." And Somebody made a really great joke.
The timing of this movie is fantastic, and it really is good because and strong and powerful.
Race relations in America.
Not rape relations, but protest. Like,
protest.
your right to protest is what this movie is about. Fair. And somebody coming out and saying, you know, hands up.
Yeah.
And then the police, and then to have the police union say, "These are ignorant people. Why are you doing that?" Mm-hmm. Like, this is the time where, like, it's a nonviolent protest.
Right.
Why are you objecting? Like, why are you reacting with force to a not? Yeah. Why is that a problem?
Yeah.
So, and then the other one I saw, which to me is the movie of the year, and it's going to get ignored on Thursday. Oh. You might see a couple nominations. Yep. Inherent Vice. Run, do not walk. Oh. Find this wherever you can. Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix, Paul Thomas Anderson, Reese Witherspoon shows up midway through the movie, and I'm like, again with the Reese Witherspoon, and a cast of people you've never heard of.
Buy one, get one free.
It's so Mickey Spillane.
Hashtag.
40s buy one, get one film free. Noir, hardened private investigator, but told in a laugh-out-loud funny way to the horror of the entire audience. Some of these jokes just land, and they're just goddamn funny. It's a longer movie. It is one of the best screenplays I've ever seen. You just are constantly reinventing, and it's in that genre of the film noir, the neo-noir, as they call it. It's this murder, mystery, convoluted story of all these fantastic characters in
Very
Gordito
interesting cast.
Beach, California. Okay. And it was just a delight. I spent 2 hours. I clapped a couple times.
Also, that was one of the best lines by Amy Poehler and Tina Fey when they're like, and who else is here? Or no, they were like, and who else is up for an award? They have said that award shows and it doesn't matter.
The award shows suck.
And they're horrible. Oh, hi, Joaquin.
He's here.
I love
and
them.
And because you really have to show up because you need that movie scene. So if he gets a nomination, that will be the surprise nomination on Thursday.
You think it'll happen?
I hope so. After but again, it came out so late. Yeah. The buzz is kind of like your time to catch Oscar buzz is kind of past. And I think this movie just laid around for too long. But do not miss it. It just opened wide last week. It is genius. And to the horror of everyone around me, I was loving every joke.
Okay.
And one joke about OCD people just landed so hard and so well that I thought I was going to be asked to leave the theater because I really could not get past it.
Say the name of the film again.
Inherent Vice.
Yeah.
It's now, genius.
American Sniper. What are your thoughts?
I've heard really good things about it. It doesn't open till this Friday. It doesn't come to Phoenix till this Friday.
Right. So it's not open, but that's going to be a...
Right. And that has no buzz going forward at all. That kind of lost all its buzz. It's only been mentioned in two pre...
I'm losing mine, too.
Yeah. Well, keep drinking. Je suis full of stuff. If you're listening in January and February, all I care about is the Oscars. You could all live with
me, too. I get really excited about them.
No, but because I'm going to start camping out at Elle's house now, so I'm on time for the Oscars.
Yeah.
Just going to hang out outside.
Yeah, you want to be ready. Get your bleacher seat.
Just be ready.
No. It's so that I'm not late, because I know the door gets locked. Know how I am.
Harrison is coming in for it.
Oh, good.
No, doors lock at 6:05.
Oh, good. Done.
Good.
Fine. Trust, I know.
Are you going to leave your house about 2:30?
Clearly, she's not bitter.
What day is the Oscars again?
A Sunday.
Did I already put this on my calendar?
And Aaron from L.A. and Molly... Howard Ashman did Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, and then he died halfway through Aladdin, and he's not in The Lion King. But he is Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid. Kiss the Girl is all Howard Ashman. Genius, genius lyricist, lost to AIDS. And he died before he won his I don't think he ever accepted his Oscar.
Now I know the name, because I didn't know that
before. If I'm not mistaken, everything was done so far in advance that I think he was never alive to accept an Oscar. First person to ever be nominated for 3 Oscars in the songwriting category in the same year.
And
so is Mencken.
My apologies for going back to this with American Sniper. Is that something you even want to see?
Oh, desperately, yeah.
Oh, you do?
I like Clint Eastwood movies. I like Bradley Cooper's been very good. And I've heard very good things about it.
It looks like, oh my God.
And it kind of is filling that
Do you have anyone that you want to go see with it?
Ask him if you'll go, if you can go with him.
By the way, I was just saying, because if he already
I'm asking
has
for a friend.
Date, but if he already has a date set up, otherwise I'll buy the popcorn.
I go see everything by myself, so.
I know, but I'll buy the popcorn. Yeah. And just like Barbara likes, I will not talk during it. On the other hand, I might go, oh my God.
Oh no, everybody does that.
Something like that.
So, it looks really good.
Maybe we should go?
Yes, he wrote Beauty and the Beast. But Ashman is listed. He is an EP on all the movies. But I'll Google and find out for you, Aaron. That's it. Sorry that took so long, but it's Oscar. It's Oscar month.
I think it's wonderful, yeah.
That's great. We're running late. Let's go. Katie June.
This day in history, all of the feelings and more in the first ever college national championship game. Let's see. Nobody wins when the final score is 161-2.
Oh!
Snowboard bungee jumping is winter's insane new thrill. Michael Sam has some big news. Gary Sinise likes the gays. And Sondheim.
Yeah.
In sports.
I feel like you just brought up a web page and just read shit that you'd never seen before.
No, I didn't. By the way, she
forgot it during my long
that
segment.
Out perfectly.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Play the first one.
This day in history because today is Julia Louis-Dreyfus's birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Yeah. Bon chui,
and
Julia
Louis.
I love
her so much. And I know that she, now I was just trying to Google really quickly. Did she win for Veep?
Yeah, every year.
Yeah. Oh, but not this year.
Well,
not the Golden Globes.
At the Emmys.
At the Emmys. Okay. Yeah. And it just makes me laugh. If you've not ever seen that show, I'm sure we all have. It's
fucking funny.
The pool. It's so funny.
I have now.
And there are so many times that I sit around at my actual job.
I kicked my mom out of the house so I could get HBO.
There are so many times I sit around at my actual job and we are in an episode of Veep. And it is real fucking funny. And like, we all kind of look and I'll go, is this like a Veep moment?
Yeah.
And everyone's like,
oh. Now who's
As Kirsten's
who?
Like who? Talking... As Kirsten's like on a conference call and we're all sitting around a table and she's like on a phone in the middle of the thing and we're just like,
who's the big tall douchebag?
Oh, the
I don't know. Oh,
don't
I don't
say
know
that
if
loud,
we have one of those
do you
guys.
Have one?
We have kind of a goofy dude, but I don't know that he's not a douchebag. He's just a goofy guy. We love him. But it's just real fucking funny to like hear
just stop talking about Nate like that.
It's so good. So all of the feelings are happening. I just thought that was the greatest HuffPo headline about the big game. So if you watch TV at all within the last week or two, you've seen the first ever national championship football game in college. And this is what everyone is talking about. It's the very first ever, Marnie. Did you not know?
By the way, I watch TV all the time. I have no idea what you're talking about.
The first ever. So,
but this is Oregon and Washington.
Forward.
No, no.
Oregon and Ohio. So, okay. Normally in college sports, there's like this really big time convoluted way to come up with who plays in like the championship game.
Yeah.
And there's all the bowl games.
Buddy Early's been on a rant about it for years.
So. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And so it's a really super bizarre like formula, and it's never like necessarily the top teams.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
So this is the first year that that college football has gone to a bracket or like a playoff style system,
similar to the NFL.
Yeah.
So
that's why everyone's calling it the first ever game ever.
Okay.
And people have been going crazy.
Is that why my Facebook was crazy with like Ohio and whoever the green team was?
Oh, yeah, Oregon.
Well, you're the Oregon Ducks. You're the Oregon Ducks. You're the one that put on your page to come see the game it's playing.
Because I work there.
That's just promoting a bar. That's
Lesbians have been asking me like, hey, are they playing football at your bar now? And I'm like, all right, so forwarded.
Like,
I had no idea.
There was a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Buck the Ducks.
Right. A family at one of the kids' schools, like she was, one of the moms was like posting all about the football game. And I was like, I commented. I'm like, I think your family is too butch for mine. I'm not sure what's happening because her kids were all like decked out and they were like watching the game and were like standing in my kitchen singing Into the Woods. I'm like, yeah, I think your family's
half doing football, half doing musical theater. It's the right balance.
Your family's a little more butch than ours.
Yeah. We're way more musical theater. But I will say I was at a meeting last night and I showed up early and I sat in the bar and watched some of the game and I was really like into it. It was really exciting.
Was it exciting? Good.
It was really fun. Yeah. So Ohio won. Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
OH.
And by a lot, actually, toward the end. So Oregon was doing... I literally have never watched either of these teams. And I was all of a sudden cheering for Oregon yesterday.
ASU.
Yeah, all of a sudden. So Oregon lost... Ohio won 42-20. That's pretty much it for the game. It was exciting.
Yeah,
and I love football. I hate college football. It bores the shit because I don't like, who are these people?
You're not into it. I will say, just to kind of touch on, we've talked in the past about how some of the NFL players and NBA players have come out supporting like the hands up and the I can't breathe and doing that whole thing. So there are some players in the NBA who are of French descent or are French have been wearing the Je suis Charlie on their shirts.
Je suis.
In their warm-up. So I thought that was pertinent as we're talking about that tonight. Of course, it's big news. With the terrorist shootings in Paris. And so anyway, it's just nice once again we're seeing our athletes take to their stage.
And it is the right thing to do to make people aware. Cause, I mean, we're not satire. We aspire to that level.
Yeah.
But we're a show where like last week, jokingly and in a moment of real hypocrisy.
Drunkenness.
But real hypocrisy that I threatened to stab Sarah Palin in the neck. Where we read a story about who's the douche nozzle that's always threatening people? The rock, the former rocker, Ted Nugent.
Uh-huh.
If Ted Nugent said, if he was on a show and he said he was going to stab Hillary Clinton in the neck, we'd be all upset. So I did the same thing, but it's that we don't complain about our national government as much as we do about our state government, but it's that time of solidarity. Like, Yeah. We're not getting shut down or shot because of things that we're saying that are offensive to, I think, on her list, just about everybody in the world.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and what's it's just good that they are kind of taking to their fans some really important messages, kind of world messages and messages in the media. So just kind of interesting that we've got athletes again making some political statements. So I just think that this is the greatest and also just saddest story. And the headline is, nobody wins when the final score is 161-2.
Yeah, no one.
Yeah, lopsided doesn't even begin to describe this. Arroyo Valley High School defeated Bloomington High 161-2.
In what sport?
In a Southern California girls basketball game on Monday.
Basketball, yeah.
But Bloomington's coach said that Arroyo Valley's coach lost at sportsmanship. So the loser said that the winning team, they lost at sportsmanship. And here's why.
I'm not going to disagree.
Because the losing team said, people shouldn't feel sorry for my team. They should feel sorry for his team, who isn't learning the game the right way. Right. Arroyo Valley, the winning coach, said he kept out every single starter and some of the good second stringers for the entire second half and told the players don't shoot until late in the shot clock.
Oh.
He actually said, I didn't expect them to be that bad, and I'm just not trying to embarrass anyone. The extreme blowout caught the attention of school administrators.
And pretty much anybody who can read scores.
Yeah, like, yeah. For God's sake. And how do you not see
but
that?
What's really interesting is that there's the winning team said,
He's going to fall asleep.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
The winning team said they had a talk. The administrators had a talk with that coach to say, like, don't do that again.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're going to blow them out even harder. Like, don't. That was the whole thing. They're like, don't hold back and play sucky just because the other team is so shitty. That's poor sportsmanship. That's what they were kind of quoting that, you know, because the winning team was like, God, we just feel really, really sad for them. We're just not going to actually play.
Well, like in is it volleyball?
Oh.
What's the sport where they just call it? And they're like,
it's called softball or baseball.
It's called mercy rules.
Yeah.
You kind of think.
They have a run rule in like softball. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. What age level was this?
High school.
Okay, so you're getting into like, put your big girl pants on and suck it up if you suck.
But what sport is it that they just call it? Like one sport they officially is
softball.
Softball.
Well, no, because you're lesbians.
Because
softball they end the inning at a certain amount of runs.
Yeah.
No, you still play all your innings, but they end the innings.
Rule.
So but I think it's the same thing with volleyball. Like you have to get to 21, or you have to just be 10 points ahead, and then it's just
and
over.
Then you're just done. Right.
That maybe I don't know that.
But it might be ping pong too. It might be one of those like Japanese Olympic.
It could totally be ping pong.
Write down Japanese people. I'm sure
it's actually just write down Forrest Gump.
I really think though
the turd rule
that there should be like there should
only to win the Oscar.
You're in so much trouble.
There should be some kind of a mercy something. I mean, I get the big girl pants, but also they're like high schoolers. I don't know.
That's
just feel
be the
like
longest hour but that's of murderous. Life.
Is this 161-2? My deal is when you get to like 34 and they're still throwing up a big fucking goose egg, maybe just I don't know.
But that's what they're saying. Don't do that because it teaches poor sportsmanship and you shouldn't feel sorry for the losing team said, don't feel sorry for my team.
I've been on that side of the losing team.
Yeah.
And so it's 397-2 instead of 161-2. What makes it worse? Both are losing.
Yeah.
You've lost both games.
Oh, by a lot.
By a lot.
Oh no! Once you get there, I mean, there's only so many degrees of humiliation,
right? And at some point,
like at some point, you're just like, "Fuck it, I'm watching my phone
on the court."
By the way,
while I'm playing,
basically
playing.
We out.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta go. We're done.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Anyway, thought that was kind of funny.
I love that.
Is a really great new video.
Sitting out in the outfield picking dandelions.
there's a great.
These are really fucking good.
Yeah, they are. So, snowboard bungee jumping. This is winter's insane new thrill. The ingenuity of an adrenaline-seeking ski bum. Even the most novice snowboarders can experience Olympic speeds, drops, and free falls. So this is happening at the Tingues Ski Resort atop France's Northern Alps, which is a little bit scary because isn't that where the ski team recently died? The U.S. ski team in France?
I'll allow it.
Yep. Okay. They let skiers, snowboarders, and sledders of all skill levels safely race down a 98-foot ramp and experience a 131-foot drop, all before two bungee cords lock into place, gently bringing the rider back to the powdery snow via zip line.
It sounds powdery snow.
I mean, there's a video that doesn't look, there looks like there ain't nothing gentle about this video. But, you know, those ski junkies, they're adrenaline junkies. They love it so much. So, kind of crazy. Michael Sam, who we love very much, he's engaged to his longtime boyfriend Vito.
Congratulations.
So congrats to Michael Sam on his engagement. Some really cute pictures that they posted.
Can't get a job in football, but at least he got engaged.
Well really cute. Nice. We really love them. Gary Sinise, he was supposed to be speaking at a summit.
Speaking of Forrest Gump.
Yeah, actually, that's right. He in Florida for Legatus. I don't know. It's a Catholic group with a mission to study, live, and spread the Catholic faith in our business, professional, and personal lives. They have called. Now, this is about their conference. They aren't speaking anything about gay about their conference. But if you actually go on their website, they call same-sex attraction a disorder, and they promote gay cure therapies. So Gary Sinise had already been set up via his manager, et cetera, that he was going to speak. And once he, you know, people, I'm sure, called this to his attention, he backed out. Talked kind of about why faith has been important in his life and why he thought that maybe he would go there, but that what they're doing is absolutely the wrong thing. That's not faith, and they're promoting really negative.
Good for him.
Yeah,
good
they're promoting a lot of negativity, and he wouldn't do it. So go Gary Sinise.
And a side note, fantastic actor. He used to be the director of the Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. And
I feel like he's also a guy that's just done a lot of stuff and kind of see his face around and... So the last thing is, because we've been talking about Into the Woods a lot, so Titus Burgess will play the witch in Into the Woods in a production in Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
So apparently Stephen Sondheim himself has actually given his blessing to actor Titus Burgess, who will tackle the coveted role of witch, which is normally played by a woman. Burgess has Broadway credits to include Little Mermaid, Guys and Dolls. He's done some really neat things. I mean, this is kind of just an article about like some of the other things he's done and stages that he's performed on. Troops
and it makes
that
sense.
He's
it's,
been
it's adopted children. Like she steals her kids.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
Like, you know, doesn't have to be about, it's not.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a woman.
Yeah, yeah. It's about found families.
Yeah. So anyway, really pretty cool. He's really excited about the opportunity and about the challenge. And so it'll be pretty neat. This will be the first time that a man has played the witch in Into the Woods. And of course, it's timely and everyone's talking about it now and doing it because it's so cool. It's on TV. We love it. And that's it in sports and gay stuff. I know. Yeah.
Moving on. Kat Carlson.
Pretty quick.
Ben Shui.
I can't believe that we're still having another segment. The show's still going, but in any event, last week we talked about how Twitter gets you fired. Today we'll talk about how Facebook puts you back in jail. Right. New services like mail and cookies, but different. And breaking ice cream news.
Oh, shit.
Ben Shui.
I'm chilled just to hear that.
Why can't I speak the language I need to?
Funny. Whatever language you want to speak.
You're having trouble with English at this point. So
I'm on you.
A Northern Ohio man was convicted in a fatal car crash and released early from prison. He has ended up back in bars after a judge and the victim's family took issue with a Facebook post he made. The post by 22-year-old Ryan Fay had a photo of him making an obscene gesture and a message in which he said, "Prison didn't break me, it made me."
You're going back.
Yeah. Yep.
Gonna make you a bitch now.
Yeah.
The message, surprisingly, upset the relatives of the guy who he killed.
Oh my god.
Surprisingly.
Weird.
In breaking news.
Somebody's got a Google alert.
Phone news.
And a judge concluded
just by alert
that it violated his probation. And or parole. I don't remember which one it is. But
I'm down with this.
I'm totally down with this. Dumbasses.
Yeah.
Post on Facebook.
He definitely deserves to be.
How long did he go back
in jail?
Does it say?
No, probably the rest of his sentence. So whatever he got,
long enough to break
whatever
him.
Whatever he got paroled for,
let's break him.
Right, let's break him. It struck me as funny because last week there was the guy who, you know, funny enough posted about a hitting a bicyclist and then,
right,
yeah, right, and then his job's like, guess what, goodbye. And then the cops are like, we want to talk to you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's like, no, I made this shit up. No, really, no.
Yeah, we have a cyclist down.
as we've learned in Into the Woods, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You can't just wish.
We may have to just change the name of this the show.
So for the at-home shopper, we've learned that you can order your Girl Scout cookies and ship them abroad to your friends or your enemies. Or to a man. Or to a man.
Ship abroad.
Keep it above board, kids.
Oh, very nice.
We got to make up for the tarred comments.
You can now send a glitter bomb to your enemies. Oh. Thanks to an Australian website. Shipyourenemiesglitter.com.
Oh, my God. I got to go there.
That,
I literally have to go there.
That is pure fucking evil.
Shipyourenemiesglitter.com.
Because as everyone who's come into contact with glitter, a.k.a. the herpes of the craft world,
yeah,
you know it is because, A, it never goes away. Yep. Two, you never know when you're going to have another outbreak. And three, you're likely to give it to your friends.
Shit my pants. Right here. Shit my pants. You're kidding.
You can ship your pants.
So right convenient.
Here. You hear that?
So convenient.
I can ship my pants for free.
Wow.
You ship for free. Wow. God.
The website's tagline reads, "We send glitter to people you hate." It's a pretty simple concept.
I'm gonna need you to post the link to this because I need to do this to some people.
Every single person
has gotten that one Christmas gift filled with glitter and confetti.
That one you open it, and you're like, motherfucker.
It could have $1,000 in it, and you still think it came from Sarah Palin because you're like, who would do this?
Who would send me all of the glitter?
The best is like this picture, like on their actual website. Just
the guy
like,
opening it.
A hateful guy. I'm so angry. I have all this glitter.
Is that a mustache?
He is pissed.
Oh, and if you've ever worked in a bar on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, fucking confetti.
Fucking confetti everywhere.
One time, Mike Fornelli and I were playing like one of those games where you have to guess with the word. What's the thing where you guess the word?
Like taboo or
taboo
whatever.
With clue, and he goes, "You hate this." I'm like, "Confetti." And people were like, "You got that one clue." I'm like, "Because Mike knows that there's nothing worse
than fucking confetti.
Until somebody got me the happy birthday bomb from Lush.
Okay.
The happy birthday bath bomb that I thought, oh my God, so luxurious. And I found out, no, it's just dyes and shit products like Lush.
Right, sure.
But the worst thing, they're not a sponsor, is the happy birthday one is filled with confetti. So you know what you got in your goddamn tub? Sticky, greasy confetti for the rest of time.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I had to move.
Well, for those of you that need instructions on the website, here's what you do. You click on the buy button, decide whose day you'd like to ruin, and then enter their address.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Someone will then vomit up a ton of glitter, put it in an envelope with the recipient's address on it, and they'll also include a note inside telling them how awful they are.
That's how it comes. Now I remember how the glitter gets to your house. It's in a fucking card.
Yep.
They don't even package it with cash.
No. The service costs just $9.99 Australian, and they'll deliver anywhere in the world.
Fuck.
No.
Joe says, evidently you can't buy it from that site anymore. Purchasing has been temporarily suspended. You guys have a sick fascination with shipping people glitter. So you know what you should do that's even worse? Ship them the Mariah Carey movie.
Bonsoir.
Glitter. She's offended by that movie.
Now, what I'm a little concerned about right now is that Joe has actually just tried to purchase one, and my fear is that he was going to send it here. That's my concern.
Unless he's sending it with Girl Scout cookies, and then that's fine.
Cruel
glitter, glitter shits on Girl Scout cookies. So it's just like rock, paper, scissors. You're saying glitter shits on Girl Scout cookies.
For sure.
Here's some really funny pieces from this website, if you don't mind.
It's
called shit on cat segments.
FAQ. It's called frequently asked questions. Is this for real? Yes, you fucking idiot. We spent too much time, money, and resources putting this shithole of a website together not to get paid for it. Cats read some of them. Will the recipient know who sent the glitter? Not unless you open your mouth.
Even better.
Yeah.
My recipient got glitter in both eyeballs, is now blind, and would like to file charges. Help? And they just said,
how do I can just do this?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I'm just
Why should I pay for you to send glitter to someone I hate? First off, use your fucking imagination. And then they go on and on and on, and they go, the craft herpes will be released and go everywhere. And then, why are you so obsessed with glitter? The answer, go fuck yourself.
Nice.
Well, I like these people.
Why is glitter a bad thing? You have no friends. Because everyone has that one friend that had a Christmas or a birthday where they thought, wouldn't glitter be great in this situation?
No. We had a New Year's Eve party, and I had a friend who thought that would be a delight. And it was the. It wasn't just glitter.
And you
it
see those people coming.
Confetti cannon.
But it was the little teeny tiny, not paper, but the.
It's never getting. It's never going away.
And at midnight, had like a bag about like this, and then someone else had a bag, and boom, and it was everywhere. And I thought I cleaned. Like, thought that I cleaned.
No. That's why it's herpes. It will never go away.
The reviews are even better. Reviews are great. So you got to go to shipyourenemiesglitter.com. It's just a real fun little site.
I feel like that might be a
We need to put that on our page.
Ship your enemies glitter.
Buy now. Ready to fuck up someone's day?
Very good. That's fantastic.
I like it.
All right.
Well, and just we a fan.
Since the entire show sometimes just kind of sounds like we're a bunch of hungry fat kids.
Yeah.
Why remember,
is she gonna call me names? Is there a mirror in here?
A camera adds 10 pounds.
Why does she gotta call me names?
How many cameras are on you? Yeah.
Remember when Ben and Jerry's announced its core ice cream flavors last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Epic flavors hazed and confused, and that's my jam. How could we forget?
God, that's my jam was so good.
Well,
so good.
Speaking as the leader of the Hungry Fat Kids, my jam was so good.
Nom, nom, nom.
The masters at improving and expanding on golden ideas. Remember how in December they introduced peanut butter half-baked?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Can't go wrong.
Most popular flavor, half-baked, add peanut butter, much more popular. Well, they've taken their core technology to the next level. Today, Ben & Jerry's is releasing their newest creations, Cookie Cores.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Cookies and Coors beer? Are they just trying to get lesbians to drink?
No.
Only in Colorado.
Just like the original Core flavors, Cookie Cores contain a column of deliciousness running down the middle of the pint so that each scoop from the top to the bottom contains at least a little bit of Core filling. Instead of the previous incarnations, which had jam or caramel or peanut butter running down the middle, the new Cookie Cores are made of cookies and cookie butter. This means spoonable cookies. Just so everyone's clear.
All right, I don't see the harm in this.
I see no wrong. The new flavors.
Now come on, now Ben and Jerry, Stoner and Stoner number two, right?
Yeah.
Because
Cheech and Chong.
There's not some healthy living vegan with salads going. You got two fat girls in a couch that made it. Like, made a bomb out of an apple.
Vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, cookie dough. Yeah. Brownie bits and then
peanut butter.
Jam some peanut butter down the middle of that.
Spread it out on pizza. See who shows up. Two rats and one stoner chick.
Everybody wants it.
All I'm missing out of that scenario is nude pictures of the current group Menudo, and that would be fine. That's all I need.
Menudo scoops.
There's your cookie core.
The band, not the soup, right?
Yes, exactly.
Nobody likes tripe.
Close call.
Especially down the middle.
Close call.
I made the comment. How would you confuse it?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't listen to
you.
That's
your point. Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
All right. To wrap it up, look for new flavors, including Spectacular Speculoos Cookie Core, Boom Chocolata.
Ooh.
And peanut butter cookie core. Butter spelled
B-U-T-T-A-H. I'm sorry.
Peanut butter cookie core.
I'm sorry. If you wrapped peanut butter around cookies and cream ice cream, you got a fan right here.
Well, what they've done...
That could come with a glitter lid.
They put peanut butter cookie through
Sounds
the center.
Awesome.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's called a core.
Fucking shit.
How do I get that marijuana card?
Oh, the pictures. Look at the pictures.
I will describe. Peanut butter cookie core.
Peanut
butter ice cream with crunchy peanut butter sugar bits, peanut butter cookies, and a peanut butter cookie core.
No.
Stop it.
Show him the picture. Yeah.
Now, when I touch myself later.
Look at that. Look at it. That's what it looks like.
That looks like something I want to eat.
In my belly.
And thank you for listening to the show with Clayton McKee. We'll be on Safeway's website in just a second.
Join us for Diabetic February.
Find the new Ben & Jerry's flavors and more at your local Safeway, Fries, Bashes, or Sprouts.
I'm probably going after the show. I'm like definitely going after the show.
Well done.
It's like in my head.
I feel like that's a high note to end my second on.
Well, it could be.
It's
a high sugar note, that's for sure.
Sugarbeeties.com.
Yeah. When I see these little ice cream things.
Girl, you got the sugarbeeties.
I think of that segment from Mad TV where it was the it was QVC, and it was the full figured girls, where it said that the fabric was very absorbent, where it's tears or cream sauce or ice cream. That's what I was thinking.
It gets out everything. Yeah. Tears, cream sauce. Ice cream.
And it lasts year after year, night after night.
I think tears was last. I think it's cream sauce, ice cream, tears. It gets out everything.
You're probably right. Something to that.
I feel like there's more comedy in the tears coming last.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
Click on this. I'm doing this.
What the hell is that show called? Mad TV.
One more segment.
Oh, we got stuff to go. There's lots going on. Look at this. NVIDIA. I'll find it.
Wake up, wake up. Let's make love.
I
wish my son were not a fool.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Or no.
Which one?
No. Giants in the Sky is my favorite part. It's my favorite song. I love it so much. I just like sing it in my sleep.
Giants in the sky.
Big, tall, terrible, awesome, scary giants.
Giants.
When you weigh up high and you look below and the world you left and the things you know a little more than enough is enough to show you just how scared you are.
All of that.
Yeah. I've been 20 years on this show.
No,
so and the worst part.
We're brand new.
I'll get you the link for Agony Reprise because that's Agony Reprise is so funny.
Door. Really?
Yeah, because that's when they leave of course they were raised to be charming, not sincere.
Of course.
So they leave and they go for Snow White and Sleeping Beauty,
mm-hmm.
and it's just hysterical.
Oh my goodness,
I love it, and I'm pumped.
Clayton, are you doing something?
I've been practicing the agony.
I'm looking for a segment of a clip. There it is. That's one of them. I just love this.
Am I not sensitive, clever woman?
These pajamas are going to keep you warm, even if you're all alone night after night, week after week, month after month, year after year. Now, this particular model that we're looking at is called Thunderleg. But this also comes in Kankle. You can stay in these all day long while you're watching TV, while you're combing your cat, while you're online in a chat room pretending to be thin.
Oh, here we go.
Rosa.
I just love that. That whole thing is so funny. Anyhow.
Not everyone can be a plus size model.
I can't.
That is one of the funniest things I've had to me
so
ever.
Funny.
And I know you can't see them, but those shoes are slip on.
No, she goes, "No, I realize that's you right. can't see those shoes, but they are gorgeous." And everything.
And everything's, every pair is a slip on. Yeah.
Elephantine elegance at its finest. I just think it's fucking hilarious. It's very funny. Let's move on to something closing like this.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not?
Huh?
You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
All right, so we'll go like topical and political and finish it off this way. Okay. Like, as you watched all these, the events in Paris... what was the first thing you I'm not sure. I had never heard of Charlie, and I can't even think of
Head
the last
Bo.
Head Bo. I had never heard of this magazine. I knew of the original cartoon that the Fatwa was about, but what was the thing that when you heard that, what was the sight, the person, the like where you get like your off color humor from? What were you worried about? Like what did you think of like? That you wanted, that you thought should be sacred. You know what I mean? Like, what was the thing that you... Where would you think the gunman would go next if we were on something you watched?
I don't know that they're not going to go there, and I think that's the problem. Where that happened in Paris, and then recently...
Oh, no, right, but who are you...
Just, and it's not even, like, with The Onion, with anything like that, where the Daily...
Daily Show?
Nope. Daily Current.
Oh, Daily, Current, yeah.
Where you're like, oh, come on, this is fantastic.
Right.
And it really, really is. and the satire, and that it's not okay. And I wondered about that. And I thought, oh, this is just there that this is happening. And then
no,
it
it's not.
Just right. happened again.
What do you mean by again?
There was another place where people just got killed.
Oh, I'm not. That's breaking news. Where was this?
I will look. That I'm going to say killed, or they had just talked about it. Forgive me. I saw that earlier when I was at a meeting today. Something.
So what? What were you?
Well, I'll do that. Yeah.
I actually came to the story really late in the game because I stay in a fairly like media blackout. If it doesn't interest me enough to click on it through Facebook, sometimes I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't watch like live television. I don't watch a news story. I don't troll a lot of news websites, surprisingly, for all the news that I bring to this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Both, on the post. Both times.
Yeah, just two times. So I stay fairly media blackout. So I actually just kind of caught up on what everyone was talking about today.
Oh, well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, welcome to last week. I'm here now.
This week tonight with John Oliver.
Sure. Yeah.
Clearly, this is the show you should be watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I do. Like, I watch all my television a week behind, and I read a lot of my news a week behind. So I just kind of caught up to it today, and, you know, having heard a little bit, some snippets, you know, people talking about it and people mentioning it and here and there, but not really knowing what was going on, I didn't personalize it. Sadly, I think I'm desensitized enough to the violence, like, in the world that I'm not surprised by it. When it's happening, and I don't like, I don't associate a whole lot of emotion to it. Like I could certainly put myself in a place to empathize with the people's families, you know, who are surviving the loss, or the people that were killed, or the frighteningness that it is. I could put myself in that place, but I don't automatically. Yeah. I really just like treat it like news, and this happened, and this is something that maybe I should like just store away and know. But I don't personalize it, and I don't emotionalize it.
But they're okay. All right.
Yeah. So I don't know that I would have even just now thinking about it gone, oh my God, what if this happened to John Oliver? You know, like it doesn't, because it could happen to John Oliver. It could happen.
You're right.
It could happen right now in 10 minutes. Like somebody could. There's a window on the other side of Clayton McKee right there that somebody could just smash through,
but
and
he's not
bam,
John
we're all
Oliver.
Dead. Yeah.
There's no window
I
there.
I know John
There's
Oliver.
No window.
Well, I would
There's
say...
There's no window whatsoever.
I have to say, I sort of am with Kat that I didn't... I had heard, obviously, about it, knew it was happening in the news, but I didn't think about it in terms of, like, oh, my God, what happens when it comes here?
Also,
and
I may have lied.
Like, part of it is that I just... I totally and, like, really ignorantly and naively take for granted that, like, well, we can say whatever we want. Certainly, France can, too.
Right.
And...
Correct. Well, you know, that's where the idea of free speech comes from, is from France.
Right, and so
I don't know if they invented it, but that's where we stole it from.
And so even think about us here in this room. I mean, certainly our listenership is not quite as large, but...
and we have
it
not
could be. You can't prove
and
that.
And we have never risen to satire. We have never risen to the level of satire.
Right.
I wish,
but still
no.
pretty...
Snarky and opinionated.
And threatened to stab Sarah Palin in the neck last week.
We just kind of say whatever we want. And so,
just kidding.
I mean, it could even be, it could even be like some total crazed lunatic, like flipping through God only knows and here's us, and could come and do the same thing. I mean,
it's true.
It's very, very, it's just frightening. And like, I don't know, you know, there's been all of these, obviously, interviews for a long time, but most recently, and I'm trying to think of who was the CNN that did the interview and asked the human rights lawyer, the Muslim guy.com, and said, oh, do you sympathize with ISIS? Do you like that? Like, do you like them?
Wasn't that Don Lemon?
It was Don Lemon. Yes,
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of Don Lemon bashing going on.
Don Lemon. Don Lemon did this.
So.
And like, if you look at it in a bigger context, he wasn't saying to him, oh, do you sympathize with ISIS? It was, but my point is that like, the guy in that interview, the MuslimGuy.com, was saying, you know, that this is not what Muslims believe. This is not Islam, blah, 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 blah. You know, these people are just total radicals. But, like, that radicalism is just growing and growing. And it's just really frightening to think that the guy that one of the... And I don't know if this was the shooter in this magazine shootout. or if it was another shooter. I think if it was another shooter. Who is the black guy whose girlfriend fled to Syria?
That's the
same guy.
Same country, same hostage situation, different shootout.
Okay, so it's just like freaky that they showed a picture of this couple, you know, last summer, and they were at the beach. And they were just hanging out, and she was in a bikini, and he was in trunks, and they were at the beach, and now he's dead, and she is, there's pictures of her wearing full burqa and has fled to Syria to be like, you know, to like
join the revolution. And may or may not be a part of it, because you can't be the shooter on Thursday and be in Syria on January 2nd.
Well, she was like, not necessarily a part of the shootout. This is the girlfriend. They said,
this is the woman who is a part. Okay, right.
And she was maybe not necessarily a part of the shoot. Who knows?
Right.
That someone with someone using her passport left to go to Turkey, and like it's just really freaky deaky. Like, but the scariest thing to me is not what's going to happen, not like what here will be attacked, but like who's the next person to fucking lose
it. But people are just kind of fucking crazy. In all sincerity, like I said at the very beginning of the show. Just go about your business. Like, believe what you need to believe. Do what you need to do. But just stop killing. Just stop.
Right.
Because it's out of control. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're not proving any kind of fucking point. Mm-mm. I mean, there is no... I mean,
they
really...
They kind of proved the wrong point this week.
Sure.
Correct.
Except for the U.S. didn't show anybody...
One of the first things I'd like to remind everybody that this show broadcasts live near the Econo Lodge on West Center Street in Provo, Utah. So if you're looking for us,
it's beautiful here in Provo.
It's where to find us, lovely weather. So
I'm like, what?
Be sure to find us.
We are right around the corner.
When this show is live, it is from Provo, Utah, just so you know.
And by the way, isn't it funny? We're never really live. No,
it's in further South Dakota. Go
BYU.
Right around from the temple.
The first thing that I thought of when it happened was, it was interesting. I didn't localize it. I didn't think about somebody showing up here or there or wherever. But one of the things that I was really struck by that I think a lot of people forget in this electronic age where all we see and hear are bombs and guns and, you know, all of this violence. And then I was just really struck by the fact that they held this up. They just held a pin up. And you realize, wow, you forget that really is where your power is. It's what you write and what you say is really where the power is. The guys with the guns, yeah, whatever, they can blast through a wall. And unless you've got eighth graders throwing canned goods at them to stop them in a school in Alabama.
Correct.
But
thank
I'm thinking,
goodness for those eighth graders.
I'm going straight to Target.
It really is interesting.
Canned French food, yeah.
It's really interesting when you realize that it what you draw, what you write, what you say will madden so many more people or affect so many more people than horrible incidents like that or, you know, the school shootings that have happened. But you say one wrong thing in regards
children
to
will listen.
Any of those other... But if you say or write one wrong thing in regards to...
That's the point of children will listen. Like, careful the things you say. Children, someone will listen.
Wishes
someone
children. Will,
someone. What I'm saying, yeah, like... You know the Columbine and all that. You write one little thing about how they could have been better prepared, and somebody will lose their fucking mind a million miles away from it. But it just anyway, it's just the pin is mightier. It's interesting. It was interesting to me to really realize that when they're holding up all of these big pins and various pins and laying them down, and that was the tribute. Yes, there were flowers, and yes, there were wreaths and different things, but just literally a pin was laid down, and that was what so many people took from that was. They're shooting people and killing them over what they drew. I mean, yes, there's satire involved in it and all these other things, but it's what they drew on paper.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It wasn't.
Freaky.
They didn't kill anybody. They didn't go out and actively pursue anybody or cause harm. That's what I really took from it. It's like, wow.
Yeah, and the one thing in I remember being on this rant for a good 2 years back in the early aughts, but when John Stewart. Came back after 9/11. His one of his first headline segments was, "Is irony dead? Can we still have ironic humor in this age of nothing is funny?" Because after 9/11, everyone was like, "Oh no, you can't make a joke like that."
Right?
And then it became like, if you don't laugh about it, the terrorists win. Yeah. Right. Like then the joke because whatever you were saying, like, oh my god, then the terrorists win. Yeah. And it just became such a punchline.
Right. Oh, his entire monologue, like half of his show after that. Like,
but
when
no, but it took back. It took a long time to get to that. Mm-hmm. Oh no, if you don't go out and vote, then the terrorists win. Like,
right.
It was all very like not tongue in cheek. It was all very serious. Like, oh, if you don't do this, then the terrorists win. And then it became a punchline of like, oh, if I don't tell you to go fuck yourself, then the terrorists
win.
Like,
yeah, now it's got to that.
If we don't remember irony and stuff like that. And then he did his famous, and it's still on YouTube, if you can find it, where he's like, is irony dead? Like, can we still be ironic in the face of this great tragedy? Mm-hmm. And so when I heard the story and I was like, why are we focusing so much? Like, my first thought was like, why are we focusing so much on like where they're running through the woods? And then I thought, you know, because they were in that rural part and they went into that forest. But my thought was, how do you not... And they kept comparing it to Mad Magazine. Mm-hmm. That was their comparison for a magazine, for America. And I'm like, in what, like in 1978? Like, in what year is Alfred E. Newman still your quintessential parody?
Sure.
When The Onion, Daily Current is out there. Yeah. You know, you have all these different venues for, like, serious satire and political humor. Yeah.
Oh, the-
and my first thought was, like, how afraid is everybody now? Are we back into that point of, like, don't be ironical, don't be satirical? And now Colbert is gone, where Colbert could have had a field day with this. And, like, do you, like, so is it, like, well, maybe don't draw that picture. Like, think of safety first. No.
Oh, sure. No,
the first is... No, you have to, like, laugh at the kings or they make you cry. Like, it's the, we go back to Sondheim with everybody says don't. Like, you can't say, oh, no, just be careful about what you write because you don't want to incite violence. No, say it. Say what we need to hear. And then it became very important, kind of like the Sony hacker thing. Like, all of a sudden we're in this, like,
it's the interview
freedom.
All over
again, it's freedom of speech. But now is it even more important because they were making fun of religions. But how far are we from... Sarah and I, the first thing I thought of after I saw this was like, I just said, I want to stab Sarah Palin in the neck. Like, you could come and arrest me and say, well, you threatened her.
Sure.
Yeah.
You just, you know, and we would have the same reaction of Ted Nugent when he said for her to sit on a gun.
Sure.
Like there's no difference between what I said and what she said.
Except for what you're saying is right, obviously.
Bensois.
Yeah.
But how many stories have we read? And then you think about the American and our, like, war on Christmas. Mm-hmm. What if somebody hears the children will listen? What if somebody hears someone and thinks, oh, there's a war on Christmas. I have to go shoot these people.
Yeah.
Because they're telling me it's a war. Yep. I have to go
war
shoot
equals
these people
guns
that
and,
don't under, you know, oh my God, they want to put up a different, they, you know, they don't want the nativity, I should go kill them to stop them. So it's very, it's all out there, but do, so my quick follow-up question, because we have like 2 minutes, is what is the response to this? Like, where do you fall on the, because, I mean, and even if you just caught up to it today or you didn't make it personal, like, it's freedom of speech and the That's five right. of us currently are like
exercising the shit out of freedom.
Shit out of freedom of speech. So I mean, if you didn't make the leap the first time you read about somebody being shot for saying what you want, I hope I'm helping you through this. Yeah. And like, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the response should be?
First thing is that I was just that whole time trying to look up, and it was something that I had heard on the way back from East Jesus when I was driving back, and it was about a response to what happened. And that they had attacked someone, they, terrorists, had attacked more political publishers or whatnot, and I can't find it. So apparently that was just a something I heard, and I heard it wrong, and I apologize. But as far as what do we keep doing exactly what we're doing. And I love that it's been put out there and that people are like now coming up with more.
Right.
Okay. Satire and more of this and that. Like, come on. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, bring
it. And you want to get mad? How many people have made fun of Jesus or made fun of this or made fun? That's what we do. It's freedom of speech. It's freedom of religion. It's freedom of what the fuck ever.
Right.
And kiss my ass that you want to walk in somewhere and be like, what's your name? And blow somebody away.
Yeah. Well, the sad thing is, I agree with you, but they're doing
horrible.
It.
Horrible. Yeah, they're doing it.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's terrible.
And how do we protect ourselves from that? I don't know, but I'd rather say everything that I want to say.
Yeah.
And get shot for it later if that's what's going to fucking happen.
And hold it in and
then
and
hold
die
it
the
in.
Sea. Yeah, die
right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So done. Sorry.
No.
I think on a really like broad global kind of a scale, I think that has to be a personal decision. Like if you feel like you're speaking out is putting yourself in danger and you don't want to, then don't. my God, I'll, you know what I mean?
Right, but right, right, right.
I should then hope.
Yeah, you make your own rules for safety.
Make your own rules, right. I should hope, I would idealistically hope that everyone would be, you know, idealistic enough and brave enough to say what they want to say regardless of the consequences, but that's not the real world.
It's not necessarily. Yeah,
it's not necessarily. Like, you get into that situation or any kind of a bad situation, you do what you got to do. So, yeah, I just hope that there is enough, that there continues to be enough support for freedoms like speech and all of the other freedoms that many countries, including ours, enjoy. I just hope that there's enough support for that and that it doesn't ever go the other way.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know?
I don't know. I think that you have to also kind of, yes, kind of speak your own truth, whatever that is. But it just made me think when Marnie was saying, maybe I'll say something and get shot for it later. It just made me think about the Columbine shootings when there was that specific story of the girl in the library. And they said the opposite, denounce Jesus, essentially, or whatever they were telling her to do. And she was praying out loud and saying, I pray to Jesus and he's my God and et cetera, et cetera. And they shot her in the head and she died because she wouldn't, you know, the opposite kind of. Yeah. So it's just interesting. And that was kind of her truth. That was what she had to do.
It's what you believe. You're only speaking to what you believe. Yeah. You're not going to speak for something
without a gun. Monday morning quarterback what happened in a classroom with this little girl who all she knows is that's all she knows.
Yeah.
But it's also
she believed it.
That's what she believed and she was going to say it. No, right. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
But I mean, the way you said that, it was like somebody was saying she should have said this.
No, I don't think so at all.
No one said that. It was just an example of...
Oh, okay.
It was just an example of like... Of you have to just kind of speak your own truth and say,
yeah,
you have to just be, you have to speak your own truth, and that's kind of just it, right?
Yeah.
All right, I misheard you. I thought somebody was saying that she should have said. I'm like, you know, you can't Monday morning quarterback.
Well, at any point, you would hope you would lie with a gun to your head to keep your life to yourself. But at the same point, if the end is the same, then say what you believe.
Right.
If you're gonna die either way, then die saying what you believe.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing as what Marnie said. I mean, you keep doing what you believe, regardless. And if that's what your fate is, and somebody tries to silence you or does based on what you believe, you led your life with the beliefs that you wanted, and you keep going. Just like, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there, though we are not. If you want to say we're malicious in some ways, we're more just a bunch of smartasses who drink and get opinions out, but. If somebody wants to try to silence us, let them try. Okay, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop attempting to do what we're going to do every week and come to the table and be, oh, we can't say that. No, fuck that.
But there are things that are said that are meant, and jokes very rarely land, or we would all be millionaires. But there
mine
are things,
land every time.
There are things that are said that are meant to be like humorous. But you can't sit there and worry like. Like the only thing off the table on this show is the tarred word,
and obviously that's on the table. And
yeah, but we threw it out. But it became clear to me this week that like I don't mean it in that way, so I'm not going to fucking apologize for it. You know what I mean? Like I get the sensitivities to it, but I'm certainly not walking up to a troubled person. But the one thing and Harrison said her second thought was, well, I guess they poked that bear enough. But you honestly do have to keep poking the bear till they show their true colors, because now. Mm-hmm. And Bill Maher, in a miraculous timing, came back on Friday. Like, his show came back after his hiatus, and he came back on Friday. And here he's like, here I am. This is what I do. I just keep poking. And he's been, like, talking about, you can say all these things about different religions, but this one kills you for it. And now, not to bash on a religion, but now here's the zealots. We can at least say, clearly they're zealots. Mm-hmm. If you see a cartoon and your answer is kill, then you miss the point.
Right.
Like you just keep doing it until the emperor has no clothes. You know what I mean? You just keep doing it and saying it until they lose their power, and hopefully that's soon enough, because this war on Christmas thing is like, we're like 2 years away from that turning into a gun battle,
you know,
with mm-hmm. Ted Nugent and Macy's.
Sure.
And Macy's.
Like, yeah, but you know, Santa, please duck out of the way because I'm trying to shoot the person with the war on Christmas. Like, so, it's so absurd.
And maybe this is completely out of line or a silly comparison, but weeks, months, whatever it was ago, because I lose all kinds of track of time, we were talking about the idea of protesting and with Harvey Milk and with everything that came about. And I know Aaron made some really loud, wonderful comments about the fact that Aaron from LA, not mm-hmm. mine, wonderful comments about the fact that you have to
protest in order to be heard, and you have to, you know,
and all the revolution will not be convenient.
It will not be convenient. No. So how do we stop? I mean, so you have this, you know, people that are making comic strips and saying things that other people are looking at a million miles away and looking at going, that's really true. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And believing in these same things and seeing these same things. And and whether one believes that good can come out of it, because I think that there are really horrible things that can come out of it.
And I think good has come out of this, because I think the whole world knows now, like, yeah, there's a place for poking the bear. Like, it exists. And Harrison writes that Charlie Hebdo, the editor, said he'd rather live free than die on his knees.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true of everybody. Like, whatever your truth is, you have to speak to it, and you have to say it. Thank you. I know that.
Keep it going.
There's times that we can't avoid the serious, yeah, but like, yeah, this, with the show that we do and that going on.
Yeah. I agree. The same thing.
And I thank them for putting that out there.
Yeah.
And the fact that they lost their lives, I think, is horrible.
Right.
Horrible. But they started a world conversation.
Yeah, that needed to be had. And thank you all for listening.
Alrighty, kids. You. Thank you. It's been another week in the bag. We will be here forever and ever and ever with our pins and our voices and our snarky comments, because that's what we do. We will close with our final segment, which is, we will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.